Hello, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsNewD.com studios. And as you're listening, I'm sure it's after midnight Monday. Well, most of you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you are staying at home by executive order of the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. So, this is very complicated, although we are technically part of the media.
Sure. Are we supposed to file something?
Possibly.
Are you on that?
No, not at all.
Am I supposed to do that?
I did find the key in my car, though.
You did? Congratulations.
Thank you. My new Expedition could have easily been stolen, and people are stealing cars, I understand. Because the mobile key was, I dropped it between the seat or something.
Yeah.
And so it was in the car, and so I knew if I went to the car, I could start it, no problem. I just couldn't lock it. Actually, it was kind of convenient having the key in the car all the time.
You could get the app, the Ford app.
Well, I could also get the second key from Bentley. That would be nice. Then I could keep a key in the car and keep it locked.
That's asking a lot.
Maybe at this time. Anyway, we do have two of our show members. Mark and I are here in studio, and we have two show members who are here via Skype.
Let's hear how it sounds. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Oh.
Wait, why do you sound bad now?
Uh-oh.
Brandon sounds great.
Well, that didn't work out very well.
What? No way. No, my microphone.
Oh, no, that's... What happened?
Stolen from the radio station.
I think there's some operator error going on. At the house that turned on Trudy.
It was turning on her all day, too, as we tried setting this up. All right, carry on. Trudy, check one.
One, two, check. One, two.
Not bad.
One, two, check. One, two. Hello, hello.
Hello,
from Farmington Hills.
Just a little squirrely, let's see.
What? How is it possible? That is impossible.
I don't know. It seems that the house is turning on your audio equipment. Were you on iHeart today like this?
No, I was at the radio station physically there.
Oh, great. That means you have coronavirus now.
Well, she's at home, though.
No one has coronavirus.
We're
all very responsible and never go anywhere outside of our perimeter.
You're recording at Wheels tomorrow?
Yeah.
From
the
home?
Deal is we're going to be there unless... You know.
You're going to be there? Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. So, I have a card that entitles me to go there.
Did you see that officially?
Where's our card, Mark?
I guess we didn't file for it.
I was busy looking for the key to my car.
I got to say, hold that up again, Trudy, and I think people on Facebook can see it as well.
Oh, no.
I think I can make the fake one of that.
Well, I think that'll work a lot better than actually having someone in the company, the Red Shovel Network, apply for it.
Oh, well, it'll be a lot faster. That's for certain.
I'm excited to be a part of the critical operations team.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's Brandon?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying. I'm in my man cave. It used to be my man cave. Now it's a unicorn den because the baby took it over. She's got all her toys over there. I don't even know what she's doing.
Gay. Fucking shit.
What am I supposed to do?
Can we take a look at Madeline?
Right above me. She's in a meeting right now, so she can't talk. So.
Look, Madeline's in a meeting with who?
No, Kristen is upstairs.
Kristen.
So Maddie's been walking around, and she got mad because Brandon just threw Frozen 2 on, which I think Frozen... Who sees Madeline more? You or Frozen 2? Who watches her more?
Oh, stop. I do.
But she got very mad when you had to mute Frozen 2.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I got to go get her now.
She cop-a-toot? Can we see her? Can you bring her onto Facebook
Live?
Yeah,
I'll bring her right now.
Yeah,
okay.
But Karen's going to cry, though. Yeah, she will cry.
Trudy, can you see Brandon?
Yes, they can see each other. They cannot see us, which is great.
Oh, they can't see us, but they can see each other. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, there's Maddie.
Hey, there's Maddie. Can the whole Facebook crowd see Maddie?
Yes, they can see Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
You want to wave?
Why isn't she wearing any headphones?
Oh, look at her. She's turning on the personality for the live shot.
Can she sing the Frozen 2 song that you say she sings so effectively?
You want to sing the song?
Oh, yeah. Grab the mic, too, Madeline. Make it a lot of noise.
Not real familiar.
Brandon pinned her arm down.
You want to sing the song? Sing the song. We tried.
Well, she was She was trying to pull that.
Fucking shit.
You got to warm up for that.
What song that is that Kristen was trying to get her to sing. But all right. Well, stand by. Can we see her toys, too? Can you move the phone so we can see her pile of toys? I just want to see how spoiled she is.
I think Brandon's most proud moment today was when I told him that, hey, that drop ceiling in your basement, I don't see any water spots, no water mark. He was very happy about
that. There's no drop ceiling without stains. There isn't one.
Check this one out, dude.
Did you just replace it?
It's a nice basement.
Look, she came like this. Behind the couch is all the toys. I'm connected to wires and stuff. I apologize.
Wait, there's not one stain in the drop ceiling?
Nope.
How long have you lived there?
I keep my shit fresh. About 5 years, 6 years.
Okay, I would like to make a bet on when there will be a stain in the drop ceiling, because you know there's going to be. There has to be.
No. No way.
No drop ceiling lasts without a stain.
I've never seen a drop ceiling without a stain.
Do they still make drop ceilings?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's terribly in vogue right now.
It's the worst idea, because do they sell the squares? I mean, can you just buy it? But it's not.
Yeah,
it's not going to age the same as all the other squares, right, Trudy? You know that.
There's the problem.
Yeah, but they're pretty much the same. I mean, unless you have, if that's your place where you go smoking or something like that downstairs, so it discolors the other ones. For the most part, they stay.
I just don't think it works out too well. But Brandon claims otherwise. We're going to be keeping an eye on that basement.
Brandon's in a
it's nice. Cavernous, it's a big selling point.
Cavernous basement, very large, lots of furniture, lots of stuff going on. Trudy's stuck in a closet.
Yeah. Trudy, My room is a complete wreck.
Why are you in a closet, Trudy?
It's where I put my little studio.
It just seems a little confining. Not much atmosphere.
It has like but there's the ambiance is right for it. You don't have a lot of the echo that you would in other rooms.
Yeah, that's true.
They broke the closet door.
You look good. I mean, did you get ready for this?
I put some gloss on for it.
I suspect the hair's been shampooed, combed, whatever.
No, that was
appropriate makeup in place.
A little makeup.
Did you dress up for this?
No, these are my work clothes.
Okay.
Do you have pants on? Brandon, do you have pants on?
No.
All right. Facebook Live is brought to you by Grogreen, which remains open. Oh, is this the new?
That's the new one.
That's the new copy.
Right?
Okay, it remains open.
Keep reading.
During the shutdown, they fall into the agriculture category of essential business. Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Some supply chain issues will become a problem, so now is the time to get stocked up on the gear you need to keep your grow lights on for the next 4+ months. This is a great time to try out your green thumb and start your own home grow.
Yeah.
Plus, they're nice enough to stay on the show.
Yeah, I think I'll just grow my own weed. Oh, yeah, I'm growing my own weed.
I enjoy growing my own weed now.
Grow your own food inside your house or grow some weed to help you relax during this stressful time. Curbside pickup is available on all phone and online orders at GrowGreen. M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at GrowGreenMI.com. Man, they proved to be a very valuable sponsor at this time.
Very helpful. A lot of people have stepping up to the plate. That's huge.
Yes, including all the donors.
I printed some out for you.
Oh,
people that had messages on their donations.
It's really
kind,
nice. Because
words.
We lost Northwest Tech. We lost our restoration business. We lost our gambling account, my bookie.
Yaldo, who has been with us for years.
I've talked to Dr. Roche. But Trudy, do you know what's going on with radio? I heard there was a lot of business canceling, but I don't know about iHeart.
There are people just trying to evaluate whether or not they're going to be in business so that it makes sense to advertise. So, a couple of them evaluating that today.
That's not the answer I was expecting. I was expecting you to say a lot of people are canceling because they can't really do anything right now. Or
I've never heard of a show being canceled because of homeless.
But we have, there are
advertising is
ads
up. Are you running longer, more commercials now because people are evaluating, deciding to stay in business? They have to advertise on wheels.
Did you say longer?
Yeah, longer breaks. Because you said people are evaluating that they need to run more. They need to run more advertising.
Well, you know who is a huge advertiser, though, almost every break is toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
Ironic.
Someone is claiming they have toilet paper?
It's a Charmin commercial, and it runs all the time. And I'm like, wait a minute. We should be giving away free toilet paper, maybe?
By the way.
Wait, they don't need to advertise.
Right. Yeah. Do they say at the end, available now at, because a lot of people say it doesn't matter where they go, they're either short of or don't have any toilet paper.
You can't use the Charmin. You're now sponsored by Safeway Rough and Thin. Don't forget to wash the tip of your middle finger when you're done.
That feels about right.
That's why they have to advertise, because there are levels of toilet paper.
I see. Yes, I was just trying to twist your words, Trudy, but
sure.
I think you were onto me. So did anybody hear Howard this morning?
Brandon did.
I did.
Yeah,
Howard Stern had his bunker emergency plan in effect, and so they were on Zoom, and they were off last week, as were Dave and Chuck. Were Dave and Chuck live today?
I don't know. I think so, because there was a big Twitter announcement about it.
Oh.
People were very relieved they're okay.
I see.
I don't know why they wouldn't be, but...
Hmm. So is somebody at home and somebody in the studio and that sort of thing?
That's what I heard was going to happen. One of them's home. I don't know which
one. International phone call?
Ooh, oh, that's a good point.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. I think Chuck lives in Windsor or Canada, so he's got to cross the border.
Oh, that would be back. Such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that would really suck.
And expensive.
But I was kind of surprised anybody was off last week. But Howard works 100 shows a year.
No.
110 shows.
Surprised he's on now.
And honestly, Brandon, the Zoom quality was not terribly good, was it?
No, not at all. You know, I think Fred Norris sounded good, but he's a musician, so he's probably got a nice setup.
Kimmel sounded
Robin,
good.
Though, they sounded like they were in an office that was just very echoey.
Yeah, Kimmel sounded good, and so did the various players that were popping on. I thought.
Why wouldn't Howard sound good? That's odd.
I don't know.
Do we sound better?
Yeah, our setup is better than what they were doing this morning.
Okay.
Whoa, cool.
I'm serious.
But they're gonna have people come in and install in everybody's house in the next couple days. So they're back on the air this entire week. But today was just their preliminary run.
Wait, Brandon, you're telling me they're on the entire week? 5 days?
No. 3 days.
3 days.
They don't work.
Okay. I didn't think so. All right. So anyway, you know, with five advertisers, by the way, who've been great advertisers for us. And if you're not doing anything, we don't expect you to advertise.
Yeah.
I mean, they've
it is
been
what it is.
Great friends of the show. And I hope that as soon as things get better, that people go back to using them, which our audience has been so good about.
There's no reason why people shouldn't save their money to go see Dr. Yaldo later, right?
Sure, buy a car. You can buy a car now, can't you? Can you?
I think Zot is, this whole thing with Gretchen Whitmer is very complicated. For example, I think they can keep the service area open. They can service cars.
I think it's in the read.
Oh, okay. I'll get to that.
Yeah,
so anyway, people have been nice enough to go to the donate bar on the Drew and Mike Show website, and a lot of people have recurring donations, which is fantastic because we know you forget about it after a while, and so you just keep giving us your money whether you like the show or not. That's the ideal, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be better if you liked the show and you knew you were donating, but we know.
We will donate every penny of our profits to charity.
Keeping only enough money to cover changing our lives in a major way.
I immediately, when we got the donate bar, I immediately understood the value of the recurring donations because I have so many recurring things that I don't use anymore. They're on my bill every month. And it's not until tax time that I look at it and I go, what? I'm still paying for the Boston Globe?
I can't believe you just said that because I found one doing my taxes that apparently I just had going all year. It's a person search, Brandon, so we could have been using another website to search people this whole year that I paid for and had no idea.
Ah.
But I can write it off.
A search service? It's not Spokia, the one I pay
for?
Yeah,
it's a different one. Okay. Totally different one.
Hmm. You should probably build a network for that.
Well, it must have.
They'll prove it.
But. No, it must have. I just already wrote it off. It must have sucked, though, because we didn't use it.
Hmm. How much did it cost a month?
Because we have such a great track record without it.
Is Julie listening? $40 a month.
What?
I know.
Oh, what?
I was not happy when I found out.
Can you point to even one major success story from that search service?
No. No, because I used it once, and I thought it sucked, and I forgot to cancel it. And you know what? I just had that again.
Did you call and claim fraud?
No, I just said I didn't know that I had it. And they're like, oh, sorry.
Because well, sometimes if they're that bad, I know I had this movie service, and I called and claimed fraud because, oh, my God, this thing's been on there. It's been on there for like 5 years, $29.95 a month. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? We couldn't even get the first movie I tried to get it was probably 7 years ago. And they're like, oh, yeah, that company's terrible. They're high on our list. People are constantly being defrauded by them.
Maybe I will do that.
Yeah, give it a try. They might be.
And write it off.
If they have nobody valuable you can search for, then they probably suck. And people probably complain about them.
It's not
and it is fraud, technically.
Kind of.
I mean, I didn't have the best of intentions, but as it turned out, I was right. It was fraud.
Recurring charges are just, they suck, unless you're on the other end.
Exactly. Like recurring donations. Which is why we appreciate the recurring donations so much. And the people who keep writing me to apologize for stopping, don't feel bad. Yeah. Janice wrote a long email. She felt so bad.
Oh.
My sister Patty. I can't believe she felt bad. Why is she donating?
Why isn't? Wait, more importantly, why aren't my siblings donating?
That's a good question,
right?
Too.
Yeah, and mine too.
Coronavirus!
Well, anyway, so here's some of the people.
He should be paying for it.
Trudy's closet studio is cutting in.
We get to hear the second half of every sentence Trudy says.
Oh, balls.
I know, it sucks. You heard that pretty well. Let's see. Is this David? David sent us $150. David Missens's. Thanks for cobbling together a show. $125 from Matt Brittingham. Thanks for still doing the show. If you have to stop, I understand. Stay safe. Well, that's even cooler.
Very cool.
And then, like, the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Clearly. Ricardo Lara. Go to the Resolution Center for help with this transaction to settle a dispute. Huh? That's not the
I guess he didn't write anything.
That's not the comment.
He let his money do the talking.
Settle a dispute or open a claim. Sorry, but you're trying, Ricardo. Hopefully it got through all right.
Yeah.
And then we got something from Dave Vanderkaye.
Oh, yeah, that's another email.
Just want to drop a line. Thank you to keep the podcast going. Our hard work went with it. As someone who listens to podcasts every day, as two of his brothers do, I can say it has undoubtedly had a positive impact on my life. Not trying to make it all about me, sweetheart, but I've been through a layoff, a breakup of a long relationship, moved to a new city, got in another relationship with a girl who likes and listens to you guys, by the way, throughout the last 4 years, and you guys have helped with it every step of the way.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags.
I know I get criticism emails all the time from whiners about this, or that's so I thought it can't hurt to let you know during this shitty time. You brought a lot of laughs and joy to myself and my family. Directly related to the podcast. Aww. Hope you're all staying safe. Thank you, Dave.
It's still real to me, damn it.
And then we had
awesome.
It wasn't all just the small donations. Those were some big ones. We had a bunch of small ones, too. So, you know, if it's one time, recurring is best because you'll forget. You won't miss it either. So I never miss it. Pissed about it after. But. Anyway, so Gretchen Whitmer today. Everybody watch Gretchen?
Yeah. You know what, Drew? I thought about you, too, because she took questions and she was in a different location. I'm like, wait a second.
What the? What is with her Q&As? You know, when Trump does it or anybody else does it, you see the angry faces of the press. With her, don't the questions sound so ass-kissy?
So for anybody that didn't see it, she wasn't in that usual press area.
She was sitting down, and the signer was standing, taking all the attention away.
I know. It was a little distracting.
Very.
And the doctor was, like, half on the screen, half off the screen, which was weird. But I thought, okay, she's in her office. There's no way she's taking questions. And then sure enough, at the end, there was a Q&A, which made no sense.
But you don't hear the bustling of, like, a large press who's just ravenous to get after Governor Whitmer.
Yeah.
I noticed the comments in the Free Press, though, were those people ready to get after her.
For what?
For being a fascist, not letting them be free.
She was trying. She was trying to keep us free, wasn't she?
Yeah, I guess so. I could say a lot about this little. It was at 11 o'clock on Monday. Did you see it, Trudy?
No, I was in the studio, but.
Oh, I see.
The TV doesn't work.
What?
Really?
TV doesn't work.
The Wheels TV in the studio does not work.
No.
That's an ominous sign because we never got HD TV in 105.1.
That's right.
Studio. Someone complained about it like every week.
Brandon, did you see the governor? Or you were doing No Filter Sports. That's right.
Yeah, that happened while we were in progress of this morning's No Filter Sports, which features Dave Rosma. Check it out.
Oh, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie's I guarantee you Rosie wasn't grousing about the coronavirus. That's not his style.
He had a good time. He told a lot of great stories.
He's a great guy. Yeah, I heard a couple off-air stories, too, by the way.
Ooh.
Which, if he passes out, or not passes out, if he dies of coronavirus today, maybe we can tell him tomorrow. just kidding, Dave. I love Dave. Dave's awesome. I met his wife
That's funny unless it happens.
Better not happen. Dave, please stay alive. I met his wife and a couple other family members at Gibby's event for Parkinson's, and they are cool as hell. Just really nice people. As not no surprise there, by the way. So anyway, Gretchen gets going at 11 o'clock, and, you know, she's sitting at this desk with a folder of notes. It looked just kind of low rent. It wasn't produced properly, was it?
It looked terrible.
Is that Trudy or Madeline?
It's Maddie.
Brandon, I apologize. I'm getting rid of her.
Put her outside. Chain her up where Bill used to be chained. What?
Bill.
Oh, too soon?
Oh, my neighbor.
Maybe.
My neighbor came over, Mike. The nice thing about this, I've actually talked to a bunch of my neighbors. We never talked to them. I don't know. Do you talk to your neighbors much, Trudy?
Yeah. We talked to her. Mr.
Yeah, sounds like it. Mr.
Tom across the street. We talked to him a lot.
Mr. Tom?
It just seems like, for some reason, people are more social because of all this weirdness. And so Mike came by from next door to say, hey, if you need anything. And I was like, oh, yeah, if you need anything. And I mentioned that he gives the dogs treats. And now, of course, Layla barks like crazy, just like you, Trudy, because she knows Mike has treats.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that he misses Mags. And I just felt so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, just that he's just a treat.
I miss Mags, actually.
He's a cool guy. He'd be great to have around at a time like this.
Guy.
He's missed.
He's a cool guy. If we hang out, we drink some beers together.
He's a great guy. We hung out a lot. We went through a lot together.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was a poor presentation. It just looked bad.
It was awful.
And as far as the signing, you know, because it's like, man, if you don't have a signer, obviously you hate hearing impaired people.
Yeah.
Everybody has to have a signer. Isn't there closed captioning on every TV ever made?
Well, I told you with at Michigan when they do the national anthem, someone signs it and it's closed captioned. So I don't know. I don't know that Brandon. You would probably know more about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, my family has some deaf individuals, and they just always have caption on all the time, no matter what. So they're not going to miss anything. But
do they appreciate the signer? I mean, does that make them feel more involved?
Well, I think. Because it's live, a lot of times you either have to have somebody who's, you know, clicking very, very fast.
Oh.
I guess I don't know the circumstances.
Well, having had my closed captioning on quite a bit, it seems like it gets to you pretty fast. Anyway, I don't want to bitch about the signer. She was great, though. She's more entertaining than Gretchen.
It's a great time for signers.
So, Gretchen, this thing made me almost as mad as the fact that the Senate did not pass the bill today.
Look, the people to be mad at right now are our Congress, period. They should have passed a bill last week.
No, I can't get mad at one group or another group. It seems the Democrats are getting more crap right now.
And they should be.
But I don't understand, why is this taking so fucking long? It's like the masks. What is taking so long with the masks? Come on, it can't be this hard to make a mask, can it really? All those smart people we have.
Well, and I mean, now we're finding that people have masks stockpiled. Google turned over. How many did Google turn over?
Oh, 70,000?
Elon Musk has 250,000 of them for what?
So we found it because I wondered, why did... Well,
can we find out who's sitting on all the masks? If no one can, if they're unmakeable, if they're not reproducible.
Facebook has donated 720,000 masks. That they had because...
What were they doing?
It sounds like they really needed them.
They held on to them. Remember those wildfires in California we were all worried about? That's when they bought them all, so they stockpiled them.
Well, okay, wait. Let me just get this straight. Facebook said, these wildfires are crazy. If something happens, let's just go out and buy 700,000 face masks. But on the other hand, our government, with the possible pandemic or anything that could happen at any time, or all the need for healthcare workers.
Isn't that a great example?
Doesn't really think we need any more face masks?
No. When does government ever prepare for tomorrow?
Oh, they Gretchen don't. Wimmer does.
Bullshit.
Gretchen did listen to Gretchen, and you'll hear she was totally prepared. The Fed's unprepared. And that's what made me mad about this, is that it's obvious that things are getting political, even in this environment where you think everyone would be pulling together. The people that we count on the most are not Democrats, Republicans fighting over, you know, exemptions for solar panels. Yep. And it sounds like pork to me.
A lot of it is. Yeah, I'm trying to find.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? And not only that, they vote along party lines completely, just like impeachment. even when it's trying to help us through a pandemic, they still are voting across. There's no one of the 49. Well, there's one Democrat who crossed party lines. One.
Really? Who?
There was. I can't remember, but he was on TV. I heard him.
Of course he was. Of course he was. Why yes. wouldn't he be on TV?
But the Republicans, didn't they have five guys out because of coronavirus? Who
yes.
can't? But they can't vote from home.
No,
they can't.
Not.
Someone can't go and get their vote. Can't Quincy Jones part with his notary public for a day while they go? I mean, what the fuck,
John? McCain
so they take
had
advantage
brain cancer
of this,
and he could go vote. Why can't they go vote with coronavirus? Put him in a bubble and wheel him out. Put him in one of those sumo wrestler bubbles and put him out there, or a hamster ball.
Point about McCain, he was on his last legs.
No, he wasn't contagious, yeah.
But he came in.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we don't want these people coming in. They've got coronavirus, or they may have it.
So let them
tell me that this bill, which is so important to working people and to businesses, small businesses, I could go on and on about small business and how fucked we are, although I think we're going to be, I mean, I really think we're going to be okay. But, I mean, it is really difficult. This is like your business goes from, hey, things are great, to zero.
Yeah.
I mean, zero.
Potentially
overnight.
20% unemployment. Here's four things that got it blocked. You ready? Let's see how important are these things right now. Increasing collective bargaining power for unions. Is that really?
Fuck, come on, really?
Corporate diversity policies. Expanding wind and solar credits and increasing fuel emission standards for airlines.
So you'd rather argue over that and vote no. Nobody can cave in. Nobody can go halfway. Those four things, which really have very little, I'm not going to say nothing to
no,
do
they
with
have
it, but they have very little at best to
nobody
do
Nobody wants
with
to give the airlines any money, though. That's part of it.
They have to, though. They have to give the airlines money.
I know.
It's what moves people around for the economy.
But there should be, is there anything written into that about selling or buying stock?
Not.
Yeah, probably not, because who fucking cares? It's gone.
Mm-hmm. But can't they deal with that later? Can't they add that
yes,
later?
Yes, I'm sure they could.
Get rid of the cartel and make them compete later? Just give them money, give the people money, flood the economy with money.
I do remember in 2009, isn't it we mentioned yesterday, IEG and all these people, no bonuses, any bonuses. And then, of course, every day, like, hey, look at these giant bonuses these guys got. Mm. I mean, so irritating. And on that topic, I hate to digress, but I'm looking at the stock market today, which, of course, went soaring down because they can't fucking pass a bill. These idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! And it dawned on me that, it's down just about as bad, if not a little worse than 2009.
Wow.
It's pretty close.
True. It's the worst month since 1931.
Right. But I remember since 2009, how many times I've thought, recession, whatever, can't be as bad as 2000. Could never be that bad. But no, it is. It's as bad or worse. Fuck.
And it's below.
Oh, fuck.
I think all the Trump gains are gone now, right?
Yes, they're pretty much gone. We're at 18,000 something, which is Obama got the market to 18. Well, Obama didn't. I don't think it works quite that directly, but I mean, the market was doing very well at 18. So we're really, even if you take back 5 years, 4 years of gains, it's still pretty strong. But where the fuck is it going? They can't even agree on an aid package for people that have no money to spend, possibly no income, possibly 20% unemployment, not to mention all these businesses that are just, I can't imagine all the small businesses that are going to go out. I mean,
I know.
It's incredible. But anyway.
They need to save them, and they need to save them now. Last week.
Now let's fight over solar panels and diversity. Are we still on Facebook Live, by the way?
No, we just ended.
We did. Okay.
Yeah.
Gretchen said that 7 million or 70% of Michigan at the current pace would get coronavirus on the trajectory model, and 1 million would be hospitalized, and we have 25,000 acute care beds. Now, the numbers seem really high to me, but I don't know. So without aggressive measures, hospitals overwhelmed. You know, we've heard all this.
Mm-hmm.
Masks, gowns, ventilators, big problem. And Gretchen said it's simply the federal government's failing They told her that you're on your own. So I really got the impression that Gretchen was sitting in her office going, when are the federal government going to call and tell me what to do and send me all the stuff we need?
Yeah.
And then when they didn't, then she just went wildly to work 24/7 to secure all these gowns and all these gloves and all these masks. And I mean, it was a very political speech.
I really
hope. Even the doctor who spoke to coronavirus, she got political too.
She did.
Basically said the feds were not prepared for it, so this is what we had to do. We can't test enough people. Michigan is set up to do, she said, 1,000 tests a day and going up. 1,000 tests a day? There are many states doing more than 1,000 tests a day. We have...
Why are we lacking in tests?
I don't know. And we're in the top... Aren't we in the top 6 or 7 states in coronavirus?
Are we all right? Way to go.
We've got...
Michigan.
We have 12... Go Blue! We had 1,232 going into today, and I'm sure there's a bunch today, right?
Yeah, there's got to be. Well, what were we up to?
You check the state by state? That's always exciting.
Is it?
I love numbers. No, I don't like these numbers, I'm a numbers freak. So it's probably close to 2,000, I would bet. And we've tested. Yesterday, we had 1,000 positive tests. We'd only tested 3,100 people, which is one of the lowest states. And when you go into the states that have, say, over 500 positive tests, it's ridiculous. It's like, why are we not testing more people? And then she says today, we have a capacity test about 1,000, you know, hopefully going up. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Is this really all the federal government's fault that Michigan is so far behind in testing people? According to Gretchen Whitmer, it is Trump's fault. And according to Dr. Keldon, it is Trump's fault. And they said that... They got their allotment from the feds of, this is, and I quote Gretchen, 747 and 95 masks. How do you get 747 and 95 masks?
Well, they took, they didn't want it to seem fake, so they made up a number.
I think Trudy's trying to speak.
Sorry, Trudy.
Wait, it's still cutting out?
Yes.
Is it really? Oh,
yeah.
God. I think it was maybe the Facebook feed.
No.
Causing it.
Well, now you're a little better.
Can you see us now? Can you see Drew now?
I can see Drew now. Okay. Yeah.
He might be frozen. It's freezing up a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, 15 deaths, 1,328.
Oh, 1,328?
Positive cases. And exciting update to the John Hopkins map. You can now search your county and see how many are in your counties.
That's cool. Fun. So how bad is today? Today, I was assuming today would be a horrible day because the tests are all coming back.
You mean overall or just for
Michigan? Overall for the U.S.
Overall, where are we at here? 390 dead, 33,000. I think that's a little lagging. U.S. 41,708 cases, 329 deaths. I'm sorry, 573 deaths.
Wow, that number's going up. Italy was down Saturday to Sunday.
Good.
That's the first time in quite a few days that's happened in Italy. If there's something to hang your hat on, maybe it's that. But anyway, back to Gretchen. The allotment from the feds, 747 and 95 masks, whatever that means. 204 gowns and 4,467 gloves. So not even an even number of gloves. Did she consider that before she spit out that number?
Is Michael Jackson working for the healthcare? Stupid.
How ridiculous.
Wait, I have some rubber gloves at home. Should I donate one box?
Well, no, not yet, because they also got 64 face shields. And Gretchen said, that barely covers one shift the hospital got this allotment.
You know who's sitting on a bunch of face shields who could probably donate them?
V. Stiviano.
Exactly. And they're very fashionable ones.
Oh, yeah.
So
the
Gretchen,
rainbow and everything.
Yeah.
Gretchen said, I can't fix this overnight. What the feds should have planned for months.
Well, that's fine. We all know that. What are we going to do about it going
forward? I want to know this. So, in other words, the state of Michigan has zero responsibility for any kind of preparation for a pandemic. No responsibility whatsoever. They just take their cues from the feds who do all the background.
If you're asking the governor.
I just didn't know it was set up that way.
Of course not. No, of course
not. And I'm not trying to say the federal government has done a fabulous job by any means. I'm just saying she just said it's all their fault, and I'm working... Oh, my God, I'm working 24/7 to fix their disaster. So she said that they've secured 4 million gloves. Well, then what the fuck do you need the 4,467, an odd number of gloves? What do you need those for? If you've secured 4 million, thousands of gallons of hand sanitizer, 4 million N95 masks. What's this N95? I don't know what that was all about. And then Michigan businesses supplied these, but it's not enough. And so the stay-at-home order, and let's see, we must come together. Critical services stay open, like the Zot service area.
Mm-hmm. That's critical. If your car breaks down, you can't go to the grocery store. That's really the point.
There are some things on there that would surprise you.
Weed?
Is the weed, yeah. Absolutely. So they have a website. Somebody pointed out, though, they don't have a hotline. I don't know if...
That's for old people.
Should be a hotline, but there probably should be a hotline.
Who doesn't have the internet besides us when someone asks us to email them?
There's always a couple. I'm surprised. Like, people not having cable TV. I mean, even like 10 years ago when everybody was on cable, yeah, there was always 10% that didn't have
MLL work.
Schools closed till... Yeah, Charlie LaDuff now. Mark Fellhauer.
Too. Well, yeah, but I have a version of it. I just cut the cord.
Schools closed till April the 13th.
That's my birthday.
Brandon. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Then there was a message she directed her speech to all the young people out there.
That's you, Brandon.
Okay.
You can get this virus. Are young people...
Coronavirus!
Are they as dumb as this whole scenario has made them seem? I mean, it takes... Who's it, Kylie Jenner or Kendall Jenner that has
Kylie.
To tell them?
Kylie.
They can't respond to this virus until Kylie Jenner tells them that they need to socially distance.
Nope. They don't watch the news. They only look at their Snapchat, TikToks.
Nope.
So they don't know what the president is or the Center for Disease Control or...
Nope. They're dumb. They're
governors.
All dumb.
Well, the state has no responsibility also.
I think the answer to that for real is, yeah, they do, except for the idiots that are out on the beach that we see. Those are the people that...
Louisiana's numbers were crazy up. That Louisiana has the biggest curve upward, even bigger than Italy. And I know, like, a senior center got the virus. A whole bunch of people at a senior center probably wiped them all out. But is Mardi Gras having to do with that?
They were saying on the news today that, yeah, it does. That
it does?
It spread like wildfire. Oh, there was a guy on CNN today, an actor that nobody's ever heard of, and he mentioned that he was at Mardi Gras. Do you want me to pull that up? Do you want me to see if I can find that?
Oh, so he was hanging out with, as he said, was it Sam Smith? And Oladipo?
Yeah, he was hanging out with they. Doesn't he? Isn't he Manchester?
Yeah.
And
do they have it? Have they been tested?
That's a good question. I don't know. But he was very...
Well, New York...
Go ahead.
...is, you know, the Petri dish. That's the one that has all the cases right now. And they just
half
had
the country,
that big piece
half the
showing...
Cases.
They just had that big piece showing Central Park, and it's full of people because they're all off of work. And so they're just hanging out, partying.
Including the Armie Hammer. You know who that actor is? He was in, wasn't he in The Social Network? He was.
He was the twin.
He's the Winklevosses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He played both Winklevosses.
He was the Winklevi. He went to Central Park to recite poetry.
Ah, shut up.
Trudy, did any chicks fall for that? Because you know he does. What would chicks think was really cool? I'll go to Central Park and I'll recite poetry.
Why does he need to pull chicks? He's Armie Hammer.
My
he doesn't
heart
need to
has
impress
made its
that
mind
way.
Up.
Not like he's for one of us.
I just wanted
he's
to know that
Ranger.
I'm not fooled by you, Armie Hammer. You think you're pulling chicks. You don't really. You don't know any poetry. You can't name three poets.
What's funny is he brought a camera crew with him, too.
He got a fucking... He brought a camera crew?
Yeah.
He gets a headline in... What is this, Mark? Where this headline?
It's the Post. The New York Post.
But still. What, for reading poetry?
For being an idiot.
Did you guys happen to see the whole thing about South Korea? And I just thought this was a great idea because everyone has a phone. So what they do there is they track your GPS and... your credit card data. And then if you go out, if you are one of those people who they deem has been infected and you go out and they catch you on GPS, it's an $8,000 fine every single time.
Wow. And that's more than they make in their lifetime.
So they'll just kill
them
in South Korea, not North Korea.
Oh, okay.
But as if anybody could leave their house without their phone.
I mean,
they can't track you.
But that would be a really great way to all of a sudden get all the people who are, you know, young people to stop doing stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Trudy wants to start tracking
people.
People
that are complaining about it being an invasion of privacy.
Trudy's a fascist.
Amen.
Like Gretchen Whitmer, she's a fascist.
America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
We're trying to set this up. I'm sorry, Trudy. Go ahead.
No, they track people to find out who they've come in contact with, and that's how they stopped the progression of the disease.
Germany
so
is
an
having
app.
The same success.
Yeah, an app stopped it.
India, Russia is doing the same thing.
We don't have any security cameras anywhere? We don't have any ability to track people? Or we're rooting for the virus? There's always people rooting for the underdog. Anybody, even on death row, there's so many people who are rooting for people on death row. And now it's people spreading the coronavirus. They have rights too!
All right, is everybody sitting down? Because this might give Drew a heart attack, this story here. Sorry, Drew. Here, I'm just kidding. I'm going to hand it to you and leave. Read the headline.
It's so stupid. Okay, going back to the idiot from what's the show that got the coronavirus? He can't get the test.
Oh, the guy that was on CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he in The Walking Dead?
He's in The Walking Dead, yeah. Right. He's hanging with Sam Smith and all the above. He can't get a test, but Harvey Weinstein can. Why can Harvey Weinstein get a test and that guy can't? All the people we've heard, a zillion people, I can't get a test. Harvey Weinstein gets one?
Well, that story I handed you is worse than the Harvey Weinstein one.
Philadelphia court orders COVID-19 testing treatment for death row inmate.
No, who cares?
He's on death row.
No one.
If anything, they should be giving him COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. It would reduce the cost of executing them.
All right, I'm going to go off the script here because I'm not. Well, you know what I'll do? Let me finish Gretchen Whitmer because this is a boring topic. Dr. Keldon, she introduced Dr. Keldon, who kept with the mantra that we've been ready to test and we tripled our capacity. We've been preparing for 2 months, even though the federal government didn't make tests available quickly enough. We've done so well in spite of all we have against us because of the federal government, because, as you know, the states aren't responsible to do anything with regards to pandemics. They just wait for the feds to give them supplies and tell them what to do.
It's ridiculous. This is just totally like saying, it's not my fault.
No, that was what the point of the press conference was. Aside from stay at home, it was, we've done such a great job and they've done such a shitty job.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And when Trump sees that, by the way, get ready for some monster tweets. I guarantee it.
It's because she's preparing to be vice president?
Ugh.
Un-American.
So she went on to say that it's so bad that they have to choose who goes on a ventilator and who doesn't. So essentially we have emergency room death panels.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just like Obama. Obama finally got his wish. Finally got his death panels. What's that, Trudy? I'm sorry. We missed the first part again.
Okay. Oh, we missed the middle part that time.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I think you have
to be playing the long game. Sorry.
The long game.
I think you have to be right on the mic. And if you're not.
Oh. All right. That's better then. Right.
Do a countdown from 10, stalking right on the mic.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off.
It would appear to be operator sloppiness. That is causing the, because if you talk right, I know that's terrible because it sucks.
Yeah, Brandon, you don't cut out.
Just saying.
Well, hey, this is actually surprisingly a good mic considering all the chaos that went to acquire it.
Do you know about this?
I don't. Okay. Let me just finish quickly with Gretchen.
You got to hear that story, though.
So Gretchen goes to the Q&A. You can't see the questioners. You can barely hear the question. I mean, this is just how it was just poorly put together.
Not looking too good.
They should have gotten to the Q&A sooner. I would have loved to hear some questions. I want to know. How the fuck can Michigan only test 1,000 people a day? Because New York has tested like, what, 80,000, 100,000 people?
Yeah, tons.
So why can Michigan
Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Why can we only test 1,000? Doesn't that seem low?
The only answer I've heard to that question is, it's the federal government's fault because it's Whitmer and the doctor saying it.
So the federal government likes New York, a Democratic state.
Well, that's where the president's from.
A very left state. He's not a resident anymore.
Yeah, no, Drew, I don't honestly have a good reason. I have not heard a good answer for that.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay, hold on, Brandon, on the mic story. And I want to mention Zot Ford and DealsInAD.com, who have been such a great proponent
You're
and friend.
Awesome.
And we still have a dinner at Mesa, by the way. Oh, I got to announce this. Mesa is giving away a roll of toilet paper to the first 10 people who get carry out after noon.
Because
noon gets busy with carry. Yeah. A free roll of toilet paper, the greatest currency there is.
Yeah.
Right now. So that's pretty cool.
You can't use the Charmin. You're now sponsored by Safeway Rough and Thin.
Is that the kind you have? Safeway Rough and Thin?
Probably. No.
No way.
It's got to be good. Because it's Mesa. Mesa tacos and tequilas.
Yep.
And the drive up, the carry out's going well. The drive up, and we're on Uber Eats, and we're on DoorDash, and we will be on, DoorDash?
Grubhub.
Yeah, we'll be on Grubhub and another service pretty soon. So there. And as far as Zot, we are safely bunkered down in the DealsInAD.com studios. It is still the DealsInAD.com studio. Mm-hmm. They're paying us for the entire month of March, even though I believe the dealership's going to be closed except for the service area.
Yeah.
Although they're still working on that. So stay.
And I got to say, if you need your car serviced, you might as well take it on a nice drive somewhere.
Yeah, play some music.
Just to get out. And I was thinking about that today. I kind of want to just drive somewhere, a distance.
Yeah, I just like hearing music in the car and just pretending this is my normal life. The dealership service and parts department have been deemed essential businesses by the CDC and will be open to help out customers any way possible. So, if a doctor's car breaks down, he's got to get fixed somewhere. Also, while doing so, they're taking every precaution to keep the Zot team and Zot customers safe by cleaning and disinfecting not only the building, but each and every vehicle we work on. They will continue to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those people that prefer not to leave their homes but need vehicle maintenance done. Please reach out to Anthony Ketchum or Steve Gabara with any automotive needs you may have at Zot Ford. They will do all they can to help our listeners out. These are challenging times by working together and looking out for each other. We will come out sooner than later and stronger than when we started.
So I want you two to kiss each other.
The podcast and the dealership, two inanimate objects. Doesn't make any sense.
I will mention the Hall Financial Hotline because let me see if I got a response from him. I was thinking about having a special guest on today.
Oh, yeah. This is exciting, too.
Oh, two special guests. We're going to talk to Matt, who is the skipping rock guy who was in the competition. He's one of the 10 top rock skippers in the country, apparently, because he was in the competition on the Ocho on ESPN wearing our shirt. And I don't know. I would have thought that that would have drawn about 9 people as far as viewers, but apparently it draws a lot of people because we've had so many people send us that story and that picture. So Matt is going to be with us talking about stone skipping and his I think he's going to have another chance to promote us. And then talk that possibly we may call Tom Mazzaway and find out if anything's laminated on the refrigerator regarding coronavirus.
Oh, and what is he doing?
What is the rap with Maz doing?
Oh, no.
It's unclear to me. I thought, can you check and see? I don't think there's a new show up today.
Oh, no.
So we may have a tough little get-together with Maz.
We managed to pull something
out. I don't know. I know.
I'm just saying.
And they've got the power of NRM behind them.
Exactly.
Maybe it just hadn't loaded on my phone yet. Because it was about 1 o'clock, and I looked for it, and I know we're going to rap with Maz. Anyway, Hall Financial wants to remind you, this stuff is done over the phone. This can be done. I got to believe Hall Financial is rocking full steam ahead because interest rates are so low. If you're paying anywhere near 4%, they would be able to save you a lot of money on a refi. I don't know why. What's a better time to do it when you've got all this time and you got nothing to do and your kids are driving you nuts?
Yeah, oh boy.
Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. They've got over 1,200 five-star reviews. What were they when we started? Like 400, 300?
400 or 500.
300, yeah.
300, yeah.
You can call 248-308-5000 to get Hall Financial. Maybe you're looking to take money out because people want liquidity now. I'm looking at, honestly, I was running around today trying to figure out how much cash can I get to keep Mesa rolling, to keep the podcast rolling, how many months. We got a problem now with a rental property where someone can't move in. Yeah, supposed to be in March 27th. It's the best rent I get. I know.
That was
a cheap shot. I felt that was a cheap shot.
That sucks.
It really does suck. So, and another renter, by the way, who's stuck in the house because they can't move.
Well, they want to move out.
Yes. And so they are continuing to pay rent, though.
Okay. Well, it's a wash.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's okay.
Probably not a clean wash, but.
Not yet. But, well, it's all going to come out, though. I keep telling myself that. Anyway, call 248-308-5000 or go to davidhallmortgage.com, drewandmike.hallfg. David Hall Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. And we had Zuvs is running around today. Brandon was running around today. Trudy's got a real job. She was running around today.
Mm-hmm.
Was, by the way, were there many people out, Trudy, and you're running around?
Yeah, there were a lot of people out.
Really? There's not supposed to be.
Constantly people walking dogs in my neighborhood. That seems to be the go-to thing.
You know what?
You can't do anything else, walking your dog and running.
Do you guys do what I do when you see people walking by going, I haven't seen that person before? Like, you usually know the people that walk down your street, and now I'm getting a lot of strangers. I'm getting worried.
You think you've got looters?
Maybe.
Well,
in the neighborhood, possibly.
Case in the neighborhood, yeah.
I have to say, walking Layla is really fun right now because it just seems like when I go outside, it's like, oh my God, this world sucks. It's just not what it was. It's kind of like not having electricity. It's like
quiet.
This house sucks. It just has no value whatsoever. And being outside, it's like nowhere to go, nothing to do. But then I put the leash on Layla. We start walking along, and she's, all those smells, all that excitement. I mean, she's so fired up
to
go out there and smell some other dog's urine or feces. Or I mean, there's so much to do, so much to see, so much to smell. And it's just, I don't know. I guess I vicariously through Layla, I feel like, wow, the world's still cool. When still cool stuff.
When is it going to get warm? I about lost it this morning opening up the window and going, why is there snow?
I know. It did seem insult to injury there.
Definitely.
Like, top of it all.
So we had people running around all day today, virtually all of us, because, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, because the federal government just fucked everything up, and she saved it, fortunately. We still have to freeze in place for 3 weeks till April the 13th, and Brandon needed to get a microphone. Otherwise, we had him, I guess, pretty well set at his house, or he was set, but what happened with the microphone? I don't know anything about this.
Well, I probably should have just stole one from the studio. I don't think you guys are going to need all those. But
no.
Instead, I decided to just go pick one up. And this was shortly after everything had gotten shut down. But Best Buy was open, but they're doing curbside only.
Oh,
is that mic?
Jesus,
that?
Brandon, really?
That's a good mic. It's picking things up. Anyway, so I pull up
in there.
Are
you testing your ass on the mic?
He already did earlier.
No.
I have some breaking news, by the way. So, Red Shovel Network breaking news.
Oh, that stinks.
RSN breaking news.
I'm working on it.
I can't have without the sounder. People won't be alerted to the important.
Is this the right one? No, breaking. One. That doesn't count.
Very top.
Top where? Oh, here
on
it is.
The right hand
Thank
side.
You.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Yes, the unmistakable sound of breaking news at the Red Shovel Network. We are ranked number 90 already. Usually on Monday, we tend to be like just moving up from the weekend because we don't have new shows. So we fall down to 160, 150 or so. And then Monday, we get down to 100 or 110 or 120. We're 90 already.
I'll take it.
So,
and is it because other people aren't doing shows or because we're so great?
I don't know. I would think... I mean, everyone's doing their, as far as this sort of stuff, isn't
well,
everybody doing
it? Doesn't
their
look
thing?
Like Maz did a show. I mean, this is the problem. You wanted me to look up if he had a new show.
I don't see a new show.
The last was episode 74 with Dan Dickerson, which I think.
Hasn't he been a guest twice, by the way? I'm going to have to challenge Maz on that.
Maybe it's the Dan, should be the Dan Dickerson show. With
maybe,
Maz.
Yeah. He's recycling guests a lot.
The rap with Dan.
Same. Okay, so Brandon, what happened with the microphone? I'm sorry.
Well, I went to walk into the store and they just turned me around because it's all curbside now. So I had to go and park and then download the app, find the equipment that I wanted to buy, purchase it online.
I just want to say something. I would have already given up by this time.
About how many times you would have given up here in this scenario because it got pretty wild. I ended up placing my order. I got two items because I got Kristen a keyboard too. And then, was that your mic drop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so about 15, 20 minutes later, the guy comes out with the keyboard and he says, sorry, we're out of stock on that microphone. And I said, it said that you guys had it in stock, so which one can I get? He's like, oh, no, this one will be here Sunday. I said, no, I need it today. Yes. Okay. So canceled my order, which took a few minutes.
Did you drop the Drew and Mike show?
I did not, no. I instead put in a new order for a different microphone. 15, 20 minutes rolls by. That one's out of stock.
Was that second microphone, was it better than the first one, or was it more expensive than the first one?
It was the exact same. It was like $129.99, so it was like a cheapo. And
wait, we are really lowering the quality by buying a $129 microphone.
I was just curious which one you chose originally, if you chose the more expensive one or the cheap one.
Well, no, it was just I ended up purchasing an exact same one that's like a different color. And then when he came back out and told me that one didn't work, I said, dude, take a picture of what microphones you have. Just give me one. I need to get out of here. At this point, I'd already been there for maybe 50 minutes just sitting in the parking lot.
Oh. And but if you'd approved it with Red Shovel Network, the Red Shovel Network probably would have reimbursed you for an EV mic. I don't know if they'll reimburse you for something cheap like that. Just saying.
Well, I wanted standards.
I'll check.
I wanted to get an XLR mic, but I couldn't. It changed everything on me. But anyway, I put in my third order.
Wait, after the second order, why didn't he say, hey, these are the microphones we have? Was it the same guy?
No, it kept being different people that would walk out to my vehicle. And so finally they came out and said, all right, you can come in the store. It got so complicated that they totally gave up their entire,
pretense.
Yeah, the entire curbside thing to let me in. I finally ended up buying the original microphone that I had ordered the first time about an hour and 15 minutes prior. So,
I thought they didn't have that mic.
Dude, it was a really long ordeal. I was texting Mark the whole time, sending him photos, and it was frustrating, but we got it done.
What a clusterfuck. And now you have COVID-19 because you went inside. You should sue Best Buy if you test positive.
Well, the thing is, though, is I bought two microphones. That second one, like, it never got canceled. And so I'm going to have another microphone coming.
Well, maybe that would help Trudy, since hers is...
I stole this from the radio station.
Yeah, Trudy, that's a nice mic you had. That's one of our studio mics.
That's an EV.
Yeah.
Why does it only give us two out of every three syllables?
Well, it does have a little sticker on the side that says bad, so I think somebody turned it in to our Randy.
Trudy,
but I saw it and I was like, hey, I'll do that.
You confiscated a microphone that says bad on it?
She thought it meant cool.
No. We tried it out on my laptop and it sounded really good. But see, I'm not hearing any of the interruption, any of the problems that it's having. So I think it's on your end. Huh? It's totally his fault.
You're gonna be pissed when you hear the show tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Oh god.
It's
no more talking for me. I was just going to say, though, of other podcasts, Dax Shepard yesterday, You Up with Nikki Glaser yesterday, and Mark Maron has one today. So
okay, so people are doing new episodes. That's good.
Yeah, podcasters are probably as well prepared for this as it seems some of the radio stations.
Oh, I know.
And I was surprised to hear Howard today. It just didn't sound good. Well, I mean, that's the cardinal sin.
I heard some other shows. I think I told you last week when they were doing it, and the person remotely sounded awful, sounded god awful. And I'm assuming it's because they had a bad mic or they were in a bad room. Have you seen The Nine at all? Because I know Ryan's been home.
Oh, I have watched The Nine a bit, a couple times. I haven't seen Ryan at home, though.
It can be a little bit of a clusterfuck because of the delay. I mean, TV seems to be even worse. But today I noticed, it wasn't The Nine, it was before then, but it was Jay and Amy and Dina, and they were all split screen in different studios at Fox 2, which made a lot more sense. It worked a lot better, but it looked weird, but it worked.
What, so Jay and Amy and
Dina.
And Dina, they all are apparently so, they are not distancing properly, so therefore they have to be in a completely
different
other room because
they're
all
studios.
So reckless in their behavior.
Apparently, yeah. It's really I wish I could find this part, too, because they started teasing a story Dina had coming up. It wasn't about washing your hands. It was about drying your hands.
Oh, my God.
And I think she even knew that. It was a little ridiculous.
I have The Nine today.
Okay, I'll find it.
Wash your hands thoroughly. A full 20 seconds.
Pennsylvania court Saturday ordered a condemned inmate be tested for coronavirus as he sits on death row despite prosecutor statements that he's likely innocent. What? But this story's just getting dumber.
The guy in death row.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting tested for coronavirus.
But the prosecutor said he's likely innocent.
Well, then why is he on death row?
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be a bigger concern?
Walter Ogrod, 55, was sent to a local hospital for testing and treatment. He has symptoms consistent with COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. His lawyers asked the courts to allow him to be transported off death row for medical treatment. We are grateful the court ordered blah, 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 to leave him on death row showing symptoms.
I heard that, Brandon.
The Philadelphia district attorney just ignores farts and he'll stop doing it.
I can't when I see him leaning to the side. I see movement on the screen.
He was convicted on flawed evidence in 1980. He killed Ogrod, district attorney's office filed briefs in court saying Ogrod is likely innocent of assaulting and killing a 4-year-old girl in 1988. They said he was convicted on flawed evidence, including a coerced confession and testimony from discredited jailhouse informants. Well, that's great that he's on death row then. I mean, isn't that a little worse than him getting
I would think so. Coronavirus I'd rather test? Be off death row with coronavirus.
He should have all the coronavirus tests that he can eat or have. I mean,
eat.
Since he's been screwed out of his freedom for 32 years.
That's so ridiculous.
I'm doing a 180 on this story.
Back
what the fuck? But this means essentially that anyone else on death row could also get the same thing.
Sure, why not?
So that's why it's stupid.
There are people too. You know, the hoarding of masks, well, I'm looking for the hand drying story because it's very important. Do you see who else is donating masks in the New York area?
Who?
This person has 250,000 masks, but they won't say why or where they got it from. Bethany Frankel.
What the fuck is she sitting on 250,000 masks? That's to me. Look, keep the masks. We need to know why you have them.
The Real Housewives.
I'd rather know why she has them than have them.
I kind of do too. I'm more intrigued.
The fuck?
She was the Real Housewife of
New
York City.
And by the way, thanks
City.
For giving them up right away.
She tweeted late on Sunday that she needed Mayor Bill de Blasio to direct message her on social media. Because she wanted to discuss distributing hundreds of thousands of the N95 masks, the correct masks. That's what she tweeted. So people immediately were like, hey, why do you have 250,000 masks? And she said, we'll deal with that later as to why she had them. Yeah.
You know, I'm so sick of these stupid housewives of, you know, to me, they're just another, they're like an outgrowth of these Instagram stars.
Yeah.
And
they are.
Today, we should think about calling Matt pretty quick here.
Okay. Do you have his number, by the way?
I do. Did I not forward that to you?
You did not.
Okay. Things are a little crazy here today, but let's see. Matt.
Can we do the hand drying story, or has he got somewhere to go?
No, I don't think he has anywhere to go.
Okay.
Here's Matt.
No one has anywhere to go. How's this mic?
Ooh,
that's not so good.
It's tinnier, but you didn't cut out.
It's really tinny. Is there an adjuster on the mic itself for tinniness level?
No.
That mic sucks. We hear every syllable, but it's
garbage.
It's worse sounding than the other one. I'd rather hear every third syllable than hear that mic.
All right. Maybe should I drop out for the conversation?
Yeah. Why don't you listen to the sound quality on Facebook Live and then get back to us?
You're fine. She's fine. Trudy, you're fine.
I don't know. I think you're gonna be disappointed. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna be horrified.
Could possibly. Okay, yeah. Bye.
Oh, that mic sucked.
Oh, man, was that bad. What, did that mic say bad on it, too, I wonder?
She's still there. She's saying no. She's
trying
mouthed
to
no.
Say no. No,
it did not. That mic sucks.
It's my cheap regular. Yeah, it's the stupid mic that I got when I stopped doing Traverse City. So.
Ooh, boy.
So
wait, so it's their fault?
Glad I wasn't in that listening audience. Jeez.
All right.
I sent you Matt. Okay, bye, Trudy. I sent you Matt Lenhart's stream. Okay. And something. Matt Lenhart. Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you because Bethany Frankel sitting on these fucking masks. That reminds me of the page I wrote today entitled People I Hate the Most Today.
Oh, great.
Which should be someone different every day. But today, I hate Instagram models because there was an Instagram model who was daring to complain that I'm not getting any posts because the economy's all messed up because of the coronavirus.
What does she mean? She should be getting a ton of posts.
No, she's not. And people are canceling posts, too.
Oh, advertisers?
Yes, advertisers. She has a million followers. She's an influencer.
Boo fucking who?
No, I know. Because first of all, apologize for your hotness privilege, because if you didn't have those titties and that sweet ass, nobody would give a fuck about you. You would not be an Instagram model. How many people are models today? The people who call themselves models, that number must be 20 times what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Second of all, I want you to admit that you have no business making gobs of money because you are hot and that you should not influence anyone ever, ever. And then third, shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. You have no business having a million followers. And if you traded bodies with Walter Hudson or Chrissy Metz or somebody, you would have no followers. None.
Well, Metz.
Because you're a zero.
Metz, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, that's true. You're lucky beyond your wildest dreams that social media allowed your tits and ass to carry you this far. You've earned nothing. This is karma headed back in your direction. So from there, just repeat step three, which is shut the fuck up. God, we don't care. Oh, my God.
I saw one of them complaining because of the shutdown in California. I can't have my hairdresser or my makeup person come over. So my posing can be really bad.
Please.
I won't be as hot as normal.
Her tits are still there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that matters.
Bring them out. Before we call the stoned guy, can I show you the Fox 2 thing from this morning?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. How far in are we, by the way? I have no idea.
An hour eight. I really believe that Dina knew that this was a little bit ridiculous.
Okay.
They worry that those items.
We're talking about stockpiling right now.
Stores are limiting the amount their customers can buy of certain essential items. Public health officials also asking Americans not to panic buy masks and other medical supplies.
I feel bad for TV trying to fill all this time.
On us. Then, too, we start to get nervous that there's going to be a shortage. All right, you're taking extra efforts to make sure you wash your hands, right? You do the full 20 seconds at least, but you also need to make sure you're drying properly as well. An expert with William Patterson University says when your hands are wet or even damp, they can pick out more germs than when they're totally dry. Studies have found that drying off with a towel also removes more germs than just washing alone does. So washing does the heavy lifting, of course, but the friction from the towel helps too, as long as it's clean. Researchers say the one thing you don't want to do in public bathrooms is use the hand dryer. They tend to kick up a lot of germs into the air.
This is not the dumbest story.
We're not supposed to use the hand dryer.
So that's something that we're all analyzing now when we're in the bathroom, guys, and you want the... You know, in our bathroom.
See how they're all in different studios, Drew?
It looks ridiculous.
So I'm using my elbow to get the paper towel, and then you rip it off, and then you rip off another one.
They're so uninterested in the story.
Yeah. It's something that we've kind of been supposed to be, we should have been doing this for a long time.
Some people say to leave the water running, grab it, and then turn it off that way.
Leave the water running?
Amy's wasting water.
So you're touching it after you wash.
Oh, okay.
With the thing?
Yeah, gotcha.
But you see that little garbage pail, too, outside of a lot of doors right now, just where you can just throw it in, and out you go.
Yep.
How?
Oh, my God.
Silly.
Boy, it's hard to fill time. At a time like this?
You know, it might have been the tease for this story where they were really rolling their eyes at it, the fact that it was coming up.
Well, I mean, so many better things to talk about, like people skipping stones for valuable prizes in Mackinac City. I didn't realize this was in Mackinac, but not only is it in Mackinac, this year, this is so exciting, Governor Whitmer is going to toss the first stone in the opening ceremonies. They do it on July the 4th.
When is it going to be?
I don't know. We'll have to find out from Matt, who, of course, is wearing that beautiful Drew and Mike shirt. And it's all over the Ocho, ESPN, and they're repeating the stone skipping because they got nothing new to play. So there's Matt Leonard out there with his Drew and Mike shirt.
Kick it out! Rumors going round, got a clear run of town. Smell like a driver's boat. Here comes the law, gonna break down the door. Tear me away once more.
It would help if I could get this phone working. Not working.
Hello? Really?
What'd you do?
Well, you can't hear Matt?
Couldn't get a dial tone.
Is Brandon still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You just gotta make sure the,
I know how a phone works.
Make sure on the bottom left cabinet that the,
it's off.
The buttons. Just trying to help.
If the power was off, okay, there we go.
Back in business.
Oh, turn that down for a second, because I'll mention that Adam has rejoined us. How can we be adding advertisers? I mean, we're still net down.
They get divorced. They're stuck inside.
If you're a man facing divorce and you're dreading spending time at home with your wife, this is real copy. You need Adam. And I guarantee you, there's some people who are going, why am I married to this person? And you're stuck, not to mention the kids. Oh, boy. You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, because all this together time is going one way or the other. And I hope it goes the right way. But if it doesn't, Adam has lots of free advice available for you. The virtual office is open. Go to bit.ly/divorce-cheat-sheet. Click on that link and get a free ebook to help you. You will also get a new 3-minute video every day with more free advice. Or call Adam at 248-356-2323. That's 248-356-ADAM.
Hey, what was the website again?
It's bit.ly/divorce.
Yep. Okay, bit.ly. I was connecting, so I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't really. There's a dot between bit and ly, yep. And then /divorce. Yep. Cheat sheet. Is the Hall Financial Hotline full of Matt Lenhardt?
It is. It's let me power it up. Hang on. Oh my God, things are just a disaster.
Here it is, the Hall Financial Hotline. Interest rates are low. Great time to go to drummike.hallfg.com. And what do you know? You might save some money for a long, 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 long time with Hall Financial, and they're doing those refis. I'm still getting notes from people. Everybody's happy.
Okay, I think we have them.
Feel to be on your own, like a complete unknown. Can't get over what a thrill it was watching the We Are the World video yesterday. I need to watch that at least once a year.
It cheers you up, puts you in a good mood.
It's really fun. I don't know why.
Matt, are you there?
Please be there. Yeah. Hello.
Is this Stone Skipper Matt Lenhardt?
This is Stone Skipper Matt Lenhardt. Matt's a maniac.
Matt, congratulations. What place did you finish in?
Oh, I must have come in at least fourth place.
Okay, because I guess they try to get the top 10 Stone Skippers for this thing?
They try to get the top 10, yeah, and I'm one of the top 10.
And they say professional Stone Skippers. Is this something you can actually make a living doing?
I think that there are a few people that make a living on the stone skipping circuit. I know Kurt the Mountain Man, the guy with the long beard.
Yeah.
He comes up, he sleeps in a tent on the island.
Oh.
So I think this is his big event of the year. I know he was on tour in Europe.
Does he call it, is that his home field? Is that his home advantage because he sleeps there?
I think since he sleeps on the beach, he does have some sort of advantage. Hmm.
Well, that is so cool.
He melts the waves.
And Matt, the fact that this thing would be on ESPN's The Ocho, and so many people contacted me about it because you're wearing the Drew and Mike shirt, I was shocked it was on The Ocho. Were you surprised?
I think a lot of people are really bored. It created some kind of uproar. I think people thought we should be social distancing. I just want to make it very clear, this happened last summer. Everyone is quarantined. All the professional stone skippers are safe.
Okay, that's important. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Well, people are dumb. I can see them going, Matt's out there disobeying the rules.
I don't want to create any controversy.
No, not at all. And you, how long have you been listening to the podcast?
I've been listening to the podcast forever. I mean, I was in probably middle school. I was listening to you guys on Riff.
Okay.
You were talking about jugs on some lady on Survivor. I thought the show was great. I've been listening ever since.
Oh, and that's maybe, so you combined your two loves, that and in Stones.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. So my dad got me into it.
That excellent. Forever. Is your dad?
We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
There's the genesis.
Exactly.
Now, is your dad still with us? Does he listen to the podcast?
Oh, he's listening. Yeah, I'm sure he'll hear this.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, he'll be so proud of you.
He's one of the judges, the guy squatting down on the stone skipping.
He's a judge?
It's a disadvantage for me. He's been hard on me ever since I was 12 years old, playing baseball.
That's my dad.
I'm missing some skips.
How many skips did you get? I was reading that the world record is 88 skips on a skipping rock.
Yeah, Kurt the Mountain Man, the guy that lives on the island.
And how many were you able to skip in the competition? Because you get six throws, right?
Oh yeah, I think I got maybe 13 skips. It was rough out there.
Ooh,
yeah, the weather is huge, and it looks like a warm day because you're in shorts and you got the short sleeve Drew and Mike shirt on with the beautiful logo. Hoo-ah!
Yeah, you wear it well.
Sure, it looks great.
Let's see. And I was reading about
Matt after every throw.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Every single throw.
Did I do good, Daddy?
Maxwell Steiner won in 2019. Is that his brother that's in it too, Kurt Steiner?
I don't think there's any relation. The Mountain Man's not related to Max, unfortunately.
Okay, which one's the Mountain Man? Is that Kurt Steiner or Maxwell Steiner?
Kurt Steiner with the long beard, the world record holder.
Oh, with the 88 skips. Okay.
This seems to be a very small community of people. Are you afraid that the explosion on TV, like more outside people are going to come in and kind of push the old guard out of the way?
I welcome the competition. I hope there's some kids out there listening to this that really want to get into stone skipping. They're practicing in their bathtub right now because they're quarantined.
I really hope so. Matt, how did you get so good at stone skipping? I mean, it's definitely a skill.
It is, yeah.
Years of practice. My mom actually, from a young age, she'll use the bathtub. I've always wanted to do this. So,
really?
I mean, after years of practice, yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever play baseball or football? I mean, did you have a good arm in that sport?
Ooh, no.
Could have been a sidearm reliever. Just hell on right-handed hitters.
I could have been. I really missed my calling there. But I really think I found my new calling, which is stone skipping.
And have you been in any other competitions besides the one at Mackinac on the 4th of July?
No, I think I should join the pro tour, though, and I should get, if I could have some corporate sponsors, maybe like the Rudd Shovel Network, I could join the tour.
We'll talk to the management here, because I was looking at this event at Windermere Point Beach in Mackinac, and it said that the winner was going to win Grand Hotel goblets stuffed with $200, and I thought, man, could we sponsor that thing? We'll put up like $1,000 and become the Drew and Mike stone skipping competition? How cool would that be?
I think it would be great publicity. The Ocho's coming back this year. So
really? The Ocho's coming back?
The Ocho's coming back.
Wow.
Who do we talk to?
You got to get in touch with the Ocho.
Somebody set the Grand Hotel up. I mean, it's got to be a local person involved.
Is there a spot? I mean, is it?
I'll get you with the contact.
Okay. It seems like you might have some connections. Your dad's a judge. I mean,
is there a sponsor at all? I mean, anybody, any sponsorships with the event other than the Grand Hotel?
There are not. All the proceeds from the event go to the Mackinac Island Library. They've been doing that for a lot of years. So it just recently started.
Proceeds from the event, would that be from like the, is there a deal with the Ocho?
Is there an entry fee
for the rights or something?
amateurs pay to enter the event. Everyone, I think it's $5 to enter, get up there, skip a stone, and see if you can qualify to be in the pros.
Wow. So were all the people, the top 10, were they all good stone throwers, or would they just put some motley crew together and go, yeah, this is, it's just pretend it's a big deal?
I think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I think it's a big deal, yeah.
What's the
I mean, we had the Mountain Man out there.
Is he the bad boy of stone skipping, the Mountain Man?
Oh, yeah, and he's almost unapproachable. You ask him for an autograph, he charges $100.
Pushes little kids out of the way.
I'm kind of pumped to see this thing. The 41st annual, do we know if it's delayed because of the coronavirus?
We'll see. Hopefully they don't have to push back the stone skipping contest. It would be a shame. I think it's, you know, 100 years running.
41, actually.
41, yeah. Just making stuff up.
Well, good for you and your dad, who got that judge's slot, although it sounds like it's not an advantage for you at all. And what about, you need a new shirt? Are you bucking for a new shirt? I got that impression.
You can get him a new shirt. It's the least.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have to send me a new shirt for my new sponsorship.
Does your dad need one, too? He's a judge, though. That might show the connection too much.
Good for you and your father.
Yeah,
yeah, he can't show bias.
He couldn't wear it at the event, but he could wear it elsewhere. And when he's big stuffing around Mackinac as the stone skipping judge, he could wear
that
the shirt.
It seems very controversial that a participant's father is a judge.
I agree. It seems like one of them's going to have to drop out.
I'm
I don't know which.
The Mountain Man doesn't skip under protest.
Is your dad kind of throwing his weight around as a judge at this thing?
He might be throwing his weight around, but I really think that it's to my disadvantage, it's to my detriment to his weight.
Because he's too tough.
But that's why I thought that maybe he might push for you to drop out because he's so into being a judge. I mean, it sounds like he really gets off on it.
I can see that happening.
Well, I
wish I had a father.
We will definitely put you in another T-shirt. And nobody at the Ocho said, hey, we don't allow sponsorships on the shirts. Or, you know, I mean, although if we're official sponsor, that would be good for the event, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. But everyone would be in a shirt.
We can make commemorative stones, too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Hey, what are the rules on stones? Like, where do the stones come from? Do you have to hunt them out, or can you grind your own?
You know, I kind of just, I find my stones on the beach the morning of, but there's stones from all over the place. There's stones coming from Pennsylvania, river stones. People are out there with goggles getting the good stones out of the bay.
What does the mountain man do? Where's the mountain man get his stones?
The mountain man brings the stones in from an undisclosed location.
See?
He would never give away his secrets.
Matt, I have a question.
What's that?
Why would wearing goggles help you find good stones? Because you go in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They dip it in the water to get the good ones, the good flat ones.
Okay. So they snorkel for them?
They have to. There's no other way.
Okay.
Do you think maybe, Matt, you're taking it too lightly since you just find yours on the beach the morning of?
I think that is insulting.
I mean, does your dad ever say, son, if you apply yourself and maybe grind some stones like the mountain man over here? Does your dad wish that the mountain man was his son? Is that what I guess that's what I'm getting at.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to speak on that.
Has he ever said, good job, Matt. Now someday you'll be as good as the mountain man.
He might have said, he did actually say something like that last time.
Matt, when you're not on the Ocho at the stone skipping contest on ESPN, what do you do for a living?
I'm a financial advisor, actually. Look me up, Matt Lenhart, Insignia Financial. I've been writing some articles.
Oh, cool.
You know, so get me out there. Actually, Luke Nowacki got me my first internship, so.
Oh, you interned with Luke Nowacki?
Yeah, same company. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, Luke is a wizard. I mean, he really knows his stuff. And that's a great business to be in. Did you study finance?
I did.
You did? Where'd you go to school?
Michigan State.
All right.
Gross.
Well, hey, there's
not
some
stone skipping scholarship.
Stone skipping scholarship.
Of course.
They don't actually have a stone skipping scholarship, but we're looking into it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we could be part of that, too. We could maybe sponsor that.
That'd be great.
Anyway, Matt Lenhart, congratulations on your great success on the ESPN The Ocho in the stone skipping. Mackinac Island, 4th of July, the 41st annual. Unless there's a coronavirus maybe pushing that date back, we will keep people posted on the stone skipping competition this year, and I can't wait. Do they carry that live?
I think they carry it the morning after.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. Who knows?
Matt, July the 5th. Can you ask your dad to look into that?
Google it.
All right, Matt, congratulations, my man.
All right, thanks for calling, guys.
And we'll get your shirt.
Sounds
and all that.
Good.
All right, cool.
Thanks, Matt.
Amazing, Matt Lenhart.
How does it feel?
Yeah, Matt is so seeking the approval of Mr. Lenhart. I mean, that is a really heavy thing out there. And I think they're talking about doing a feature on the fact that you have a father-son judge stone skipper combination.
It would make a great 30 for 30.
And it's been very hard on Matt, who will do anything to please his father, but his father feels that there's a little lack of preparation, lack of professionality.
I love that he finds the stones the morning of.
That's so disappointing, I have to say. I got to go with Mr. Lenhart, judge, on that one.
No one knows where the mountain man gets his.
What if they get free room and board up there? If Grand Hotel's giving me the goblet stuff with $200, surely they're providing rooms for these stone skippers.
Maybe the famous room that Brandon stayed in at the Grand Hotel, the suite. Remember that story?
The suite that's in the back, yeah. That's an absolute fantastic place to stay.
Now, what did the suite cost, or did you not have to pay for it?
We got automatically upgraded. I have no idea why. There was only five of us. There was only five of us when we got there, and I think they were out of rooms. But since we had already booked, they put us in this big suite that's in the back, and it was fantastic. And then I blacked out, and they couldn't find me for about 4 or 5 hours. But
that
story ended very well. I was thinking
that the Grand was, you know, Matt or Brandon and Kristen showed up, and they thought, oh, this young couple, wouldn't they love this suite? But no, it's Brandon and who?
Well, no, Kristen was there, and then her friend
but
Kristen,
it's just a party
and her husband.
Yeah.
And then you remember Jimmy Wetfart. Jimmy Wetfart was there, and we got so bombed that we ended up drinking all the beer that's inside the suite, you know, like the $9 beers.
Yeah, boy.
So,
who paid for that?
It wasn't under my name, so.
Were you cranking everyone's favorite song all night?
Oh, God.
No, not during this particular event. This was during Halloween. They did like a big pub crawl, so everybody is all dressed up in their Halloween outfits, and everybody's getting wasted. But then I just blacked out, so.
That's
too bad.
I don't
remember how that night ended, but.
DealsInTheD.com studios, that's where we are right now, and we will hopefully be representing the DealsInTheD.com even more successfully as we get used to the new technology and all that's going on. We're trying to get Brandon remote, the ability to remotely hit drops. I don't know if that's going to work out.
It's kind of tough.
We'll try almost anything. Also, they are supporting friends, family, and customers through these challenging times at Zot Ford. And the dealership's service and parts departments have been deemed essential businesses by the CDC and will be open to help customers any way possible. Also, while doing so, they are taking every precaution to keep the Zot team and Zot customers safe by cleaning and disinfecting not only the building, but each and every vehicle. And they will continue to pick up and deliver vehicles that need service for those who prefer not to leave their homes but need vehicle maintenance done. So reach out to Anthony Ketchum or Steve Gabara with any automotive needs you may have. They will do all they can to help our listeners out. These are challenging times, and by working together and looking out for each other, we will come out sooner than later and stronger than we started. Those are the words of Steve Gabara, I believe.
Thank you, Steve.
Brandon was showing us some photos. I don't know if you saw those. Was that
was that of the Grand Hotel?
No. It was him and Grambo, I think. And then he showed another photo of, was that you and your sister when you were kids?
Yeah, it's just funny because I'm here at this desk and I have all these crazy ass photos around here. And I'm just looking at them all.
The picture with you and your sister is actually framed. I don't think I have a framed photo with me and my siblings at all. And then the one with you and Bill and Kristen is not in a frame.
No, I don't know why all these photos are here. This is the kind of stuff that everybody is coming across because they're bored and they're coming across all these crazy things in their basement. That's mine. Especially everybody's got to create their own work from home desk. So.
Yes, home office creation is a busy business right now. Tom Mazzaway surely is putting his home office together. And
who do you think?
We are hoping to talk to Maz. Let me text him.
Do you think he really has a home office?
No, I don't think so.
My home is starting to turn on me, kind of like Trudy's has turned on hers.
Oh, what happened in the office besides the paint?
Well, I've just been running around all day. You know, we got the main floor, like two of the four floors painted. And so today the job was to get rid of all the old paint cans and go through it. And, of course, I hope Julie's not listening again because I haven't told her this part. I spilled a bunch of paint in the laundry room area. There's a carpet in there. Spilled it all over the place right as I'm getting ready to come over here. So then I had to spend another hour cleaning all that up. I had to fix a door that broke on me.
Julie doesn't know about the paint spill?
No.
No, there's no way you're keeping that from her because you had to throw out a carpet, right?
No, I cleaned it up. I vacuumed
the carpet.
It up.
Shows no evidence of the red paint.
Only if you fold it over, you'll see the red paint. From the top, you cannot see it. I swear to God.
So she'll know about it at some point.
Well, I mean,
but not necessarily
because somebody will narc me out on this podcast. But there's no way if I didn't talk about it, there's no way she ever would have known. I swear she never. And if she did see it later, I would have gone, "Oh, wow, that's crazy." I don't know where that came from.
I swear, it looks like somebody spilled red paint or something, but that didn't happen. There's no way that happened.
Did Charlotte?
Because it'd be all over the place.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Charlotte, I don't blame me, Charlotte.
That's terrible.
I saw Annie trying to move some paint down here. I took it away from her immediately, but I don't know. Maybe she got loose.
That story she might buy, as crazy as Annie is. She might believe that one. But it's just been one thing after another trying to put this house back. That my toilet broke today. I had to fix that.
Oh, boy.
It's a nightmare.
I can't believe you can fix a toilet. I would never fix a toilet. I would never deem to. Really? Well, it depends on what it was. I guess certain minor things.
I actually like fixing stuff. I'm just not good at it.
I want to mention Dr. Roche And he's been an advertiser for darn near ever with us and still with us. And he's
thank you.
He's got a CBD special. Do you suppose he's protected by the agricultural department?
Why not?
I don't know why not. 15% off CBDs. Entire month of March, Dr. Roche carries a full line of hemp CBDs, non-GMO, THC-free, 99% pure, and made in the USA. Certificate of analysis. Pain management CBD, sports CBDs, CBD skincare, CBDs for pets, and more. And the CBDs for pets, by the way, that's what got Mags piling up the stairs when he wouldn't come up the stairs. And then after about 2 weeks, as Dr. Roche predicted, there he was coming up the stairs.
So CBD mixed with a little tough love.
That's it. Broadband light special, too. Three treatments, corrective, and three treatments, photo revelation. Regular $23.25 on sale for $1,200. I don't know what, you know, when they'll be doing this. Again, or if, or how soon, or whatever. It's all crazy.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
They've got specials on breast surgery, Diva. You know, they do the breast lifts, they do the implants. All those look so good. Diva vaginal therapy special. They got specials on a lot of stuff. I just don't know when they can do that, but I'll find out. All right. So Thomas A. Mazzaway, the host of The Rap at NRM. Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. I don't see a new episode today.
I don't either. I don't know what their contingency plan is.
Maybe the federal government failed to come up with one.
I kind of want to quiz him on what he knows about what's going on. Do you think he watched the governor today?
No.
What number do you think he's at?
Oh, he'd be on his cell, wouldn't he?
Okay. Well, he's always on his cell.
His cell phone is not far from him. I know that.
Hello.
Thomas A. Mazzaway.
Hello, Drew. Hello, family. What's happening?
How you doing, Maz?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Hey, I was looking. This is why I actually got excited to fire you up today. First of all, there's a couple sports items that we have not discussed, and I'm sure you've got heavy takes on them. But also, I was looking for The Rap with Maz, and it looked like there's no episode today.
Yeah, they're a little slow on the uptake. I did do a couple episodes today. They're just not up yet.
Oh, they're not posted.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I'm posted yet. I did do a couple today.
Did you do them remotely?
I went to the studio. And so did Clarence Black and I. We did it from there. But we're set up that we could do it from Skype, like I think you guys are doing that, aren't you?
Tom, I've seen that studio. I don't think that is appropriate social distancing.
I know. It's pretty small, but that's okay. I don't mind.
So who's going to die of coronavirus that's on your show?
I hope nobody, man.
Wait, is it your – Maz, is it your show still? Because it seems like Dan Dickerson is always on.
Yeah, Dan was a guest. Yes, he was. Maybe three times since I started.
Wait, September. Dan's been recycled twice already on The Rap with Maz?
Yeah, in the 7 months that I've been on, yeah.
He's a very good guest, but I
enjoy talking to him.
Because I wasn't sure. I listened to The Rap with Maz, episode 74, and I thought, boy, I don't think Dan Dickerson really has a lot to offer right now because the Tigers aren't playing. We don't.
He's got nothing to do, though, either, Drew. He's got
That's what I mean. I think it was just a couple of guys chatting, like talking on the phone with you guys.
Plus, he's on every 25th episode about. So
exactly. Sounds that way.
That's it, Mark. Thank you.
And, you know, I noticed, too, that the episode was only 33 minutes long. And it seemed that Dan was on the phone for, 23 or 24 minutes, so.
Yeah, I think the episode is like 25 minutes long, and he was on for probably about 20.
Shouldn't it be The Rap with Dan when he's on?
It is The Rap with Dan. I kind of like, give it to Dan and let him talk.
Yeah, his picture is, he is featured on the cover shot, which is good.
Yes, he is featured, yes.
So,
use different pictures.
Is there something laminated on the refrigerator for the kids with coronavirus?
There's two new ones. New ones that you'll be happy to know about.
If you're sick, stay home.
The kids have their schedule now that Kathy has put out, their school schedule.
Oh, from home, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Can we hear that? I want to see how many hours they're putting in at home.
I'll have to go back in and talk to them about that. But, yeah, they started that basically today. Like the first day that they really started digging into the online stuff.
Okay, how did it go? Was it successful?
I think, as far as I know, it's been successful. You know, Kathy had her own 4 or 5 hours to do
that's
for her work, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's yeah, that's crazy. Right?
And what is Dad doing while all the kids are in school online and Mom is online?
I'm running to the studio to get the hell out of here.
Is there enough bandwidth in the house to handle all that?
You know what? That's why, Mark, we have the phones. Of course, we have the unlimited plan.
Yes.
That's the kicker. And then we let Kathy have the Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, that's good. That'll work.
We figured out a way.
I mean, Grandma's screwed, but that'll work.
I know. Grandma's here, as a matter of fact. We just finished dinner.
Aww. Oh, really? What's the occasion for Grandma?
See, Grandma's been coming over lately. Grandma's got a new dog. We're very happy to have that she's got a new dog to hang out with.
Wait, Jeter has a friend?
Jeter has a friend. Her name is Savannah.
Savannah.
Hot. They're so getting it on.
So is Grandma coming over? I feel like Grandma gets treated poorly sometimes. There was the incident with the pajamas.
That's right.
The pajama incident.
The pajamas was an insult to her, no question about it.
That was painful. Then she gets...
But she bounced back.
She gets beat up badly on the phone plan.
Yes.
No question.
I think Grandma's been counted on to deliver people to the airport a few times.
Oh, yeah. Grandma's pretty... She's we need her. She's like Mr. French. With family affairs.
Mr. French.
Except Mr. French wasn't family.
I know. He was also getting paid.
Yeah, he was getting paid. That's true. And then
Uncle Bill was taking care of him.
And then some people are saying that Grandma coming over a lot now would really, at her age, maybe not be a great idea because you've got all these younger people who are probably running around a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Bye, Grandma.
Coronavirus would be a little more dangerous for Grandma.
Well, we thought about that, and Grandma didn't want to come over all these times. We've told her, look, you're coming over, you're family, you're part of our family. We don't want you to be alone.
We need someone to help clean up.
So it's just us.
We need someone
is she able to pitch in, though? I mean, surely she's got a role already over there.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. She helps set the table, put the waters and the drinks out, all that kind of stuff.
Who helps more at dinner time, you or Grandma?
Grandma, for sure.
That's awesome. That's great. No, I figured that was the answer.
Well, Grandma likes to keep busy.
She does. You know what? We're trying to keep her busy. She's got, like I said, her dog is wonderful. She's 7 years old. She happened to be with a family friend of ours that, unfortunately, they couldn't take care of her anymore.
Wait, so Grandma got stuck with the dog that this family rejected after 7 years?
Well, you know what? It's a blessing. This dog is phenomenal, and she's keeping Grandma company. We love her.
Was there much competition for the dog, or was Grandma simply the solution?
No, Grandma was the solution. We've been looking for a dog for her for like 2 years.
A seven-year-old dog?
Well, no, any dog that would fit, that would either could get along with. He only gets along with girl dogs.
Which dog gets more attention from your girls? Jeter?
Right now, Savannah's getting attention, but they love... No, Jeter, they will not let Jeter get, what do you call it? He will not get jealous. They love him. They carry him around.
They don't take care of him, though.
Yes, they do. They gave him a bath. They gave them both a bath.
Oh, okay, good.
They did. Wow, maybe they've stepped up because it seemed that the laminated kitchen notice was not being followed last we checked.
Sounds like it's working now.
You know, they have no choice now, Drew. They're captives here. They're under captive watch.
Oh, Tom, you must be going nuts.
Mark, I'm hanging in there, man.
How many square feet is the house, Maz?
Maybe like 1,700 plus the basement.
Ooh, is there a place to get away?
I can escape to the basement, but you know what? They pretty much leave me alone. They kind of do.
Have you set up a home office?
Well, yeah, my office has always been set up. I've always had it. I got my football helmets are looking good. I dusted them yesterday. Everything's good in the office.
Okay. I want to
thank
you.
Just wait till that office is converted into a room for Grandma.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah,
Grandma's got her own.
Does Grandma crash there?
How many rooms do you have in that house?
Grandma hasn't had a couple of days crashed here in 15 years.
We got a pull-out couch or something for Grandma?
Yeah, no.
We just put her in a sleeping bag?
They don't pull out a couch. They just let her sleep on the couch.
We have lots of sleeping bags. Our couches are very comfortable.
Grandma's in a sleeping bag?
Grandma in a
sleeping
bag?
Oh, man.
My kids love the sleeping bags. Sometimes they come out on the trampoline and they sleep outside.
With Grandma?
Not with Grandma. Oh. Grandma can't get on the trampoline. Come on now.
So she just has her sleeping bag on the ground?
No, she has a bedroom.
Well, that's what we were saying. You said they'd have you sleeping bags.
Not putting words in my mouth.
I don't know. It sounds like Grandma has stayed in a sleeping bag at least once.
She has not.
Oh my god.
Who has slept in a sleeping bag more recently, Grandma or you?
I've never in my life been in a sleeping
bag.
It's grandma. You've never been in a sleeping bag?
No. You know, actually once. You're right, once.
Okay.
One year we did the free press bike thing. I'm trying to remember what the hell the bike thing was called. It's like a 50-mile trip, blah, blah, blah. They had to sleep over at some college.
That doesn't sound like your style at all, Maz.
It was not my style, Drew. I mean, camping to me is a Holiday Inn. That's camping.
Was there any suggestion that it become an annual event? And if so, how quickly do you quash it?
I quashed it. You know, I remember the day it was. It was when JFK Jr., his plane disappeared.
What?
That was the day we did it. Yeah.
I was at the Hangman Golf outing.
What's that, Brandon?
Same night as the Galata fight.
Exactly. And the Vipers with Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe, that's right.
Yes.
A lot of stuff going on that day.
It was very busy.
Maz, how does Brandon sound on remote?
He sounds pretty good. A little remote. A little far away.
Really?
Yeah, I have to pot him down every once in a while because it's a weird, feedback, but a little hiss.
He can't talk when he wants to because he'll talk on top of everybody. I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I can see when he's about to talk.
Yeah, I can see him pretty well. Brandon, anything you wanted to ask Maz about?
No, not at all.
No?
Okay, good, man. That's good. I hope all's well. I hope Maddie's doing good.
I'm kidding, Tommy. I love you. Miss you.
Love you too, man. Miss all you guys. Hey, you know what I wanted to tell you guys?
I want you two to kiss each other.
What's that, Maz?
Oh, shit, I forgot. I swear to God.
Well, while you're thinking about trying to remember, I think I retweeted something that you tweeted out about Super 70 Sports.
Of course.
And it was an intro from an NFL football game between the Vikings and the Bears.
It was a halftime highlight.
I think it was a preview, though. It was like the first two
Maybe
minutes.
It was.
It started out with two great Walter Payton highlights.
Sounds like a great one.
It was awesome, man.
It actually pumped me up.
Howard Cosell, like nobody's business, man, huh? Was he the best?
It was great. I really dig Super 70 Sports, pretty good thing to follow, I got to admit.
He's fun. Very fun.
They may have had the... I didn't retweet this. I actually screenshot the picture and tweeted it myself, but somebody had a picture, because Kenny Rogers died, of him in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform, number one, being carried by some Steelers players. Did you see that?
That was great. I didn't see that.
It's ridiculous.
That was like Paper Lion with George Clemson. Remember that one?
Paper Lion. Oh, my God. I saw that in a theater as a kid.
Amazing.
I was so fired up. I thought George Plimpton, oh, my God, I just hope he completes a couple passes or something. And
he was the man. He was the man.
I think didn't he run into the goal post and get knocked out?
I don't remember.
I think he was supposed to throw on third down or something, and they were deep in their own territory. And I believe he backed up, and when the goal post was in the end zone, because he used to be 10 yards up. It was not in the back of the end. Wait, how was
he? He might have ran right into it, like a short run.
I think he ran into it and passed out.
Oh, that's awesome. What a way to go.
But that movie was like Brian's song. It had a lot of the Lions players in it, didn't it?
It did. Alex Karras, I know, was in it. I forget the other guys that were in it.
I think Mike Schmidt and...
He might have been.
I don't know if Landry, Greg, or Farr, or which of those guys. There were a bunch of players. I just remember most of the defensive guys that were in it with him. And I remember, I loved that movie as a kid. I'd like to see it now, actually.
Did you read the book?
No, I did not. I did not read the book.
Surprised at you.
Well, I saw the movie first, so.
Why bother? Yeah.
There's not as much interest.
Was it as good as the TV show Too Many Suspects, which you apparently had a conversation on Twitter about today? you were one of my faves. Too bad nobody else liked it. #Sunday.
That was Ellery Queen, Mark.
What?
The one you're talking about was Ellery Queen.
Oh, that's the name of the show? What's Too Many Suspects, then?
Yeah, that was the name of the actual episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. How could I ever confuse it?
I don't know. But you know where Ellery Queen was, Drew? I'll test it.
I don't know.
Sunday Night Mystery Movie.
Oh, the Sunday Night Mystery Movie.
Who were the other guys that were on the Sunday Night?
Sounds like a great one.
You know, I don't remember that. I remember the Mystery Movie. Who?
Columbo. McMillan and wife. McCloud.
Ah, McCloud.
And Banachek. Those were the Mystery Movies.
What a great name, Banachek. Were you a Cannon fan?
I love Cannon. You gotta love him. He wasn't as good as Ironside, though.
William Conrad, was he a PI?
Yeah, he was a PI, and of course Ironside was a detective. Wasn't he a police chief? Raymond Burr?
I think so, but William Conrad was like he was really fat. I mean, he was way overweight.
He ran after a few people.
He did. He chased people down. I think I remember him going over the hood of a car a couple times, trying to get to somebody. And he was huge. I mean,
after that, of course, Barnaby Jones was born after that.
Barnaby Jones. Man, Maz, you know your TV. That's amazing.
Well, he also likes Cher and the Osmond Brothers doing a Stevie Wonder medley.
God, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Of course.
Can you see this?
Well, what is Mark? Oh,
hell yeah.
That's so funny. I saw that on Twitter today. I was like, really? Cher and the Osmond Brothers? I was sad for Cher.
It's also only in one channel.
What a great show.
What is this medley?
It's a Stevie Wonder medley.
Oh, Superstition.
It's only in one channel.
I can't imagine how you could put together a worse version of Superstition or something.
That's phenomenal.
I mean, the Osmond Brothers and Cher doing Superstition. First of all, I just don't think they fit that song at all. And then
that's okay, Drew. They were the Osmonds, man.
All of them singing it together. It just sounds so sappy. Yeah, they were the Osmonds. It's true.
Hey, guess who liked one of my tweets yesterday?
I've been liking some tweets of yours. I thought I retweeted that Monday Night Football thing.
You did, but you know, retweeted one of mine. Not retweeted, like Joe Buck.
Yeah, I liked
Joe
a few
Buck.
Tweets.
He's done that before, though, right?
No, that was Troy.
Oh, well, same difference.
Maz, I did want to get a couple important sports takes from you before we let you go. And one of those is Darius Slay, the trade for the third and fifth round pick. I'm sure you covered this on the wrap with Maz. The Lions get the later picks, but they did get two picks, probably about what people thought they would at this point because everybody knew he had to go. And then Slay proceeds to sign a three-year $50 million deal with the Eagles and Slay Matt Patricia as someone he hated, did not want to play for. He told him, because he worked out with some friends, Richard Sherman, that he was sucking their dicks.
Yeah,
and I guess he really... I was surprised he was so offended by that, but... It just sounds like Matt Patricia is trying to throw his weight around like he's Mr. Big Stuff. And
he was.
I don't know. What did you think about that, Maz?
When he came in that first year, he thought, you know, his Bill Belichick cred was going to stick with him. But he undressed the guy in front of his teammates, man. You can't do that.
But he's not Bill Belichick, as he's
proven. No, he's not. That's what I mean.
Yeah, his record is 9-22-1. He's proven he's not Bill Belichick. He wasn't Bill Belichick coming in. He had no right to act that way. No. You got to win over your star players.
Not only that, didn't he? He came in with some baggage, didn't he? I mean,
the rape thing.
The media didn't cover. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, this guy couldn't have started a career worse than he did. I don't know how he survived this long, but you know what? He's going down with his own guys now because there's seven ex-Patriots on the team. So. I guess if he's going to go down, he's going to go down with his guys.
What about the Lions signings?
They're mediocre, I think. You know, like I said, Jamie Collins is really a good signing, I think. He had a stinker year with Cleveland, but he played well with the Patriots last year. He's a kind of a leader. He's a leader. The cornerbacks that they got were basically, they got rid of Diggs, and they get this Deron guy from New England.
Hey, Tom.
It was like a swap.
But didn't send somebody from Atlanta?
Yeah,
they got another cornerback from Atlanta.
Trufant or something? Yeah, yep. 2 years, $21 million. But the guy was All-Pro 5 years ago.
I know. You know what? What did he get? $21 million? That's 30 less than Slay got. So maybe you get what you pay for. We'll find out.
Tom, when is the NFL draft?
It's still April 23rd through the 25th. They just don't know where it's going to be.
And let's
you can't have it in New York.
No, they're not going to be able to have it with people around. Let's say for every week they have to move it back, 1,000 people die. When do you want the draft to happen?
April 23rd.
All right. I should have done it the other way. Okay, no, it's 100,000 people die if they have it on April 23rd. For every week they move it back, 10,000 less people die.
Don't do that to me.
Why?
Is it just 1,000 people?
I just want to see how many people in your mind, just people you don't know. You don't know who they are. Just dead people.
Okay, so it's just 1,000 people?
100,000 people.
Okay, but 100 to start, And then 1,000 for each week, you move it back?
If you move it back a week, then it's 90,000 people die.
Right, okay. I'll go with just keep it right where it's at.
Oh, man. It's very selfish of you.
I need to see the draft. I'm so excited for the draft.
Why?
I can't explain it.
Why?
I just love it. I love the NFL. I love it.
It's going to be a shame when they don't play this year, huh?
They'll play.
They will play. There's nothing stopping the NFL. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the XFL player that got signed? Quarterback?
I did because I saw your tweet writing about it.
The XFL. What happened to the XFL? Did they play without crowds? Are they still playing? I haven't heard anything.
They closed the season. After week five. They quit after week five.
Why did they not tell anyone?
A bunch of quitters.
No one noticed.
They did. They stuck it by you, but they did.
How were their crowds week four?
They were decent. Like two. Out of the six teams, two of them had great crowds. St. Louis and, believe it or not, Seattle had good crowds. The other ones were kind of, not as good.
Well,
so maybe they switch stadiums next year and play in smaller stadiums.
That's always the problem. When you eliminate the teams that aren't making any money and can't draw crowds, there's like two teams left.
Did you say Seattle? You said Seattle, and did you say St. Louis?
St. Louis, that was the best one.
So you're talking about two markets that don't have basketball, although St. Louis has hockey.
St. Louis has, they have, what, Missouri?
St. Louis lost teams twice, and they grew.
Yeah, they lost the Rams.
No, I just mean right now. So, but no, those are really good markets. I'm not surprised. Tom, are you sad that
the NFL will go back to St. Louis one of these days?
How about the Olympics? Because the Olympics seem to be canceled right now. Is that bothering you?
It's going
to
be canceled, yes. I think next year. You play it next year. I mean, that makes sense. If you can get all the athletes to keep going. I mean, that's another year of training. That's a lot of money.
It's so painfully obvious that just do it next year. Why not?
Yep.
Who cares? It's every 4 years, so just do it next year.
Absolutely. It should be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much money involved. I mean, honestly, what about Tom Brady, who has been someone who's been in your radar? You've not been a fan of Tom Brady. He's no longer a New England Patriot. Do you think this is a good move for Tampa?
Yes.
I do.
Hands down.
It's a great move.
You know what? I'm actually going to root
for him. Boom! Hot take! You're going to root for who?
I'm actually going to root for him now. For the first time, the Michigan Orange Bowl. This will be the first time I root for him.
Tampa.
Since they beat Alabama in the Orange Bowl?
Yep. Oh, that was it. Remember, Kathy was on the sidelines for that one.
That was the Beckman game.
Yeah.
He took Beckman's parking pass.
Exactly. He took the wrong pass.
That was really one of the times Maz threw his weight around the most, getting Kathy on the sideline.
Very weaselly.
Did she get on TV causing people to notice and go, did Kathy change jobs or something? She's on the sideline. My God.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she got on TV or not. I was just too busy getting my ass chewed by Beckman.
Wait, let's review that story. He did not know that Kathy was going to be on the sidelines?
No. It started with, it was my job to give out all the credentials and parking passes while they took a nap before the game.
Okay.
So I was supposed to go in and put under their hotel door their envelope. So that's what I did. And unbeknownst to me, I gave Frank and Tony Butler, the engineer, the shittier parking. And I really mean that. I had no idea. So Kathy and I get to the stadium. I have an extra credential, which I gave her. I just told her, stay down here. And then
did you think that was appropriate for Kathy to be on the field? I mean, she covered games before.
Wow, that was a good move.
Don't ask me these questions now, Drew. Please.
Well, it doesn't matter now. I mean, be honest.
All I told her is, put the credential on and stay down here and stay out of trouble. What's so hard about that? Stay out of trouble.
I want to know, though, when did Frank Beckman find out that Kathy was on the field?
Not till after the fact of him reaming me about the parking.
Was he cool?
He literally spotted me walking up the stadium, which was in Miami. It was the Joe Robbie Stadium.
He had binoculars looking for Maz.
Did he spot you, or did he actually have his spotter spot you? Like, oh, God damn it, Maz is out there somewhere.
I don't know who spotted me. All I know is Tony Butler met me in the hallway as I was ready to walk in. He's like, Frank's really pissed. Careful.
So did you turn around and leave?
I couldn't. Frank, as soon as he saw I was coming up, okay, we'll go into the break. Are you listening to the Michigan Football Network? Then he ran after me.
He went right into break.
Right at the break.
Oh,
boy. Oh, so he found out about Kathy after that. Was he, by that time, had he cooled off?
No, not really.
He doesn't seem to cool off very fast, does he?
He didn't cool off when it came to me. I don't know what to say.
Well, you libeled him. I don't know what to say. I mean, there was that time you didn't libel him.
I know. That was a 96.3 thing.
You didn't cool off from that.
That's actually, that was on the podcast. Is that, wait, was that on the podcast?
What?
When Maz libeled him? No, that was in 96.3. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking that maybe he got reignited when the story was told in the podcast, but that's not.
No, that was at the Christmas party that WJR and WPLT had and WDRQ had together, and then the morning show, Johnny in the Morning, you guys, Johnny in the morning.
Johnny.
So he asked me about, did you see who was hanging around the bar last night? You know, they goaded me into talking about Fort Breakback.
Oh, man, that's bad. Who would you rather be yelled at if you had to get yelled at by someone right now, Frank Beckman or Blaine?
How about Mitch? You got to put Mitch in there.
Mitch. Well, see, absolutely,
now,
Mitch.
Now, this is interesting because you've never publicly said that.
Well, he mentioned the Green Bay story. He did get through. He went through the Green Bay story, didn't he?
That was the start of my career.
He did tell it? I don't know.
I was in trouble from the very start of my career.
So do you think it's the fault of those three people or you?
I think, I don't see what the problem was, to be honest with you.
I'm just giving you shit.
Why did I think the Green Bay story with Kathy? That's another Kathy story.
Did you?
Because you went up to see Kathy in Northern Michigan.
I went up to see Kathy, and I got permission from the producer of the Mitch Show to take the Monday off.
I want you two to kiss each other.
Yeah. So I stayed up there, and as I was driving home, getting over the bridge, I get a call from Joni at WJR saying, Mitch didn't like that you aren't here today. I want you to be aware of that. He knows you're not here today.
But she gave you permission.
Mitch did his location on Mondays. He was doing from ESPN Studios.
She gave her permission, though. So she had no rights on it like that.
What
so
was
Joni's in the hot seat.
What was your position with the show? What was your title?
Like assistant producer.
And Joan gave him permission.
Yeah, so
Joan Cherry Isabella.
So what's the problem?
Everyone loves Joan Cherry Isabella.
Yeah.
Joni gave me permission, but Mitch didn't care for her permission to me because he told me that I had to be there until I found a replacement for myself.
That was just one day. And you were up in Northern Michigan. You were so close.
You're not allowed days off.
I ran
off.
Into him in the press box the day before. That's the kicker at Lambeau Field.
So he was already mad.
He's like, what are you doing here?
He was already mad that you had the day off. And then, were you with Kathy in the press box?
No. Kathy had her own.
Oh, you left Kathy in Northern Michigan, and then you went over to Green Bay. Now, why were you going to the Packer game?
No. Hey, we all went to the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
But they had seats. I had a press credential. They had seats.
That seems to be a theme.
Okay.
Okay, Mitch. See you around.
But were you expecting to run into Mitch there?
No, I didn't even think about it, Drew. I didn't even think about it.
Of course you didn't.
But of course, there he was.
Wow, that was a good move.
So he knew right away, this guy ain't going to make it back for tomorrow. So he had me right in his headlight.
Ooh, oh boy. That's
nice that he doesn't have bigger things to worry about.
I know. Wow. It is what it is.
He's throwing his weight around. Maz, listen, so the Wrap with Maz will be posted. It seems like a long post time to me. What's up with that?
It is true.
Yeah, why don't you pull a Mitch and roll some heads because it's taking so long to post.
I know. What are you going to do, man? I'm just trying to hang in there. That's all I could try to do.
What would be the estimated post time?
It should be up any time now.
You have no idea.
Let's see. God willing.
I'm checking for you to see if it's up.
Hey, I had Adam Kaplan on with me today. He's a big NFL insider guy. He had some good stuff to say about the Lions.
Wait, has he been recycled as a guest? Maz? Thomas?
Tom?
Hey, Maz?
Maz? Adam Kaplan? No. This is his first time.
You sure?
This is his first time.
Okay. But you would recycle him, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Oh, breaking news.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
It is still not posted.
I didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
How long ago did you finish the episode?
By 3 o'clock.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing timely on it.
No.
Isn't that a little late in the day for your taping?
Yeah, they kind of pushed us to later in the afternoon now because we've kind of had to shrink the workforce just to try to keep things going. So
I see.
Hmm. You dig what I mean?
No, that was done live, though, on Facebook, wasn't it? I mean, wasn't there a video made of it live?
No. No. It was not, we were on live at the time that we were on, but we didn't do anything with Facebook today. Hmm.
Okay. Because it seems, is there always a video of the show?
No, not always, but sometimes. No. Now, okay. The show is video and audio, as you know. It's extreme.
I'm just trying to figure out why sometimes. What is that? Every other time? Every third time? When they feel like it?
It's always streamed, but mainly people just listen to the audio version of it.
I see. Is that why you're on iTunes now?
Yeah, I think we've been on iTunes the whole time.
I think. Because I asked.
I think we're 33rd.
Aren't you in charge
of
this?
Behind you guys.
Aren't you in charge of this, Tom?
I think we're 33rd.
I did ask. I asked Maz if they were on iTunes. That was a couple months ago, and Maz was unsure. And I know you were not on there because I looked for you on iTunes and it wasn't on there.
Go on iTunes right now and search The Rap with Maz and see if it pops up.
Yeah, you must have been on there for a while though, because you have 82 reviews.
Oh,
there you go.
And they're good. The reviews are very good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
listen to him, he's got words to say.
I went rambling in there looking for some one-star reviews, and I don't think there were any.
That's good, dude. Thanks,
that's
man.
Nice.
Thanks for looking out for me.
You're welcome, Maz. All
right, hey,
Maz.
I hope we get a baseball season out of this, Drew.
Oh, my God.
A half a season.
What? How are we going to salt a buffet, Maz, with coronavirus?
We have to.
I know.
What are they going to do?
Coronavirus!
The whole schedule.
They got to redo
the whole schedule. They have to.
Yeah, I guess to even it out.
Well, they just
only
have...
because.
Well, they just
right
have...
now, the first month through, we were going to play the Indians 13 times in the first month.
What?
God.
Yeah,
that's
stupid.
That's what the way it was.
Wow. I don't know what they're going to do, but I assume that when they started, whether it's July 1st, June 1st, that we'll just do that is the season, right? They're not going to make
Absolutely.
Up games, are they?
It better. Oh. No makeup.
Every,
no way.
Every day should be a doubleheader.
You know what? I think you play 90 games, and then, you know, like six teams make the playoffs in each league. That's it.
All right, Tom, let's
play
say
90 games.
Let's say if they start on July 1st, 1 million people die. But if they start August 1st, it's 100,000 people. When are we starting?
August 1st.
Oh, wow. Okay, what if it's 500,000 people August 1st?
Still August 1st.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm shocked. Maz not as into baseball as he's in the NFL draft. He, Maz will take out the entire populace for the NFL draft.
Just saved a half a million people.
That's pretty
damn
cool.
Damn right.
All right, Maz.
Oh, man.
Well, I know you're going to be on pins and needles until they post that thing. I hope it's soon.
I am. I'm going to get it to the bottom of this, just like Cannon did. I'm going to get it to the bottom of this.
Cannon.
All right. Okay, Maz, have a great night. Good luck with the...
See you guys.
Stay
Good
safe.
Talking to you. Brandon, take care, man.
See you, bud.
See you guys.
See you, Maz.
We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
Wow, that was abrupt.
That's abrupt, isn't it? Sorry.
Is Brand on there?
He is.
Yeah.
I heard you fart in the middle of the Maz interview.
Two times, at least.
Oh, shit. You heard that?
We also
this microphone,
saw it.
I don't know. I don't know what the sound quality is
it
yet.
Sucks.
I don't know what it can pick up. It's omnidirectional.
That's the problem, because it picks up a lot of ambiance.
It picks up your ass and your mouth.
Gross. Damn. It's an ATM mic.
How far in are we, Brent? Mark?
202.
I think we're 2 hours.
202. Yeah. How's it sound, Brandon? I mean, you're off-site. You're doing mostly listening, not playing drops.
No, from my end, you guys sound great. You guys sound amazing in my headphones. Every once in a while when Mark plays audio, you guys drop out. So, like, if you're playing a music bed, I can't hear you.
Oh,
but
well, you know what?
We'll try to figure it out.
I think it's when I play things off the computer you're on is the problem. So
Right, which is the issues that I have with Bob Page when we're doing No Filter. And I'll be playing, like, a clip of something that Eli wants to play during our show, and then Bob just roars in and just starts talking right over it.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, No Filter. What? Boy, Brandon stood up and his ass, and he's smiling now, his ass was right at the microphone. That was not any, that had nothing to do with any directionality of the microphone. That was the directionality of his ass was directionally pointed at the microphone.
We're going to get a hate mail for that one.
You're so proud.
He's so delighted. God, how often do you fart every day?
Your diet is
couple
in trouble.
A couple hundred times.
You know, I had a day, I'm trying to think when this was, probably like 5 or 6 days ago, where it seemed like I could almost fart on command. I had so many farts, it was like, well, I might as well just do it on command. It was really weird. I was like, what the hell happened? And I never really did examine my diet, but it was just strange. It was like, for one day, I had so much power.
It's gross. What's wrong with you?
Hey, everybody enjoys having that power.
Oh, man.
Well,
Madeline loves it, though. She gets a good kick out of it.
Does Kristen love it?
No, not at all. But Madeline goes, woo-wee, and she waves her nose like, ooh, it stinks.
Is she watching Frozen 2 now?
She's upstairs with Kristen. Kristen came after, I don't know, about 20 minutes into the show, because Madeline was being loud, and I didn't want her to ruin everything.
You know, I missed the Frozen 2 incident. Was there an actual incident when you turned the volume down?
Well, that was before we went live, but yeah, she just got really upset with the fact that the audio went away. She wants to sing those songs. She don't want to sing the lip syncing.
I don't think that's it. She doesn't. She can't sing the song.
She can't read it.
I don't think she knows the song. she probably just likes having sound.
Yeah,
my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, she obviously doesn't remember it or know what it is, but
she does too remember it. She probably knows every single word line for line if she could just make it out. You know?
I think she's been taught to go, when she's told
wrong.
To sing the song. I'm trying to think of what song goes, I think there's one song that does that, but I don't know if it's the Frozen song or not.
The wickedly talented Adele Dazeem's Into the Unknown. You should play it with your post-show jam today.
Let's hear it. I want to see how close it is to what she was doing.
I really don't want to hear it because I have to hear that song all the time.
If you want me to put Frozen in the search bar, Mark, you should be able to see the one that I created.
Yeah, you know what? So it's going to be on the computer that knocks you off, but I'll do it.
That's fine.
You know, Charlotte knows how to tell Google to the little Google mini speaker to play things on repeat. So she tells it to play the Frozen 2 soundtrack, this song on repeat.
Wait, is that the version starring Maddie?
Yeah, that was Madeline. Here's the real version. Oh, this song sucks.
Which please shows? Welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Charlotte wants to hear that over and over and over?
Yes. Well,
really?
This whole song, yeah.
Some look for trouble while others don't.
Instead of hearing Madeline do this part.
There's a thousand reasons.
Come on, she struggles with those words.
Why can't she do the hook, though? The hook is into the unknown. She should be able to do that.
Well, I apologize, Mark. Maybe you can teach her some linguistic
techniques. Hey, you've seen both movies, right? Both Rosens?
Yeah, a couple times.
Now, when you watch movies with your daughter, do you pay attention to the movie? Or no?
Sure, I guess. I don't know. I mean, for the most part, the first time I watch it, like, I've never seen tons of these Disney movies because I, you know, grew out of them. But now that Madeline watches some here and there, like, I'm watching them for the first time. Even some of the older ones, like The Princess and the Frog.
That's a good one. I only ask that because I don't really always pay attention if Charlotte's watching one. And the Frozen movies, I saw the first one. It was fine. But now looking back on it, I thought it was a pretty terrible movie, and Frozen 2 is the worst movie. The plot
Frozen
makes
2 blows. Moana's good, though. I'll throw that out.
Why does everybody love Frozen 2? The movie sucks. It's not a good plot. And you know what?
It's dark.
Frankly, the first movie is not that great either, but it's got that catchy song in it. What's the name
of
it?
Yeah, these kids, they love those tunes, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know. Drew left. I guess he's done for the day.
How old before I can start taking Madeline to the movie theaters? Because I'll do that. I go all the time by myself. I'll bring her along, but I don't want her to ruin it for everybody.
That's a lot of fun, actually, the first couple times you take a kid to the movie theater. As long as they're old enough, can she sit still for an hour and a half, 2 hours?
No.
Yeah.
She's not ready. What was the first, do you remember the first flick you saw in the movie theaters?
Oh, boy, no, I don't. I'm trying to think the farthest back I can remember is maybe Ghostbusters. When was Ghostbusters out? 84. So I would have been 8 years old then.
I remember seeing Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That was in 89, so I would have been, I don't know, 5 or something like that.
Yeah. And then I remember seeing, I think I've told this story before, Coming to America when I was 12. My mom found out. She was not happy that I went to see Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy movie with nudity in it when I was 12. And I thought it was okay. Thought it was okay,
I got to change my answer because I see that Oliver and Company came out in 88. So that was the first one I must have seen.
Oh, that sounds awful.
That I can remember. It's crazy.
Wait, the first nudity?
No, first movie that he saw as a kid.
I was 4 years old.
There's nudity in Oliver and Company?
If you guys, Brandon, have you seen anything just in terms of watching? Like, you know, I was so transfixed by Tiger King. I mean, literally, it was my whole weekend. I was watching Tiger King. Have you had any good views or shows or movies or anything while you had more time?
I've really yet to binge. I really have. I'm looking into trying to find some shows that Kristen and I can just tackle out in this quarantine.
I think
usually she'll find something, won't she? Seems like kind of.
Well, you guys already watched what's the Love is Blind. Why don't you guys watch The Circle on Netflix? I think you guys would be into
that. What's the cheerleading show that Kristen likes?
She watched Love is Blind. I watched portions. Now,
what about
I'm
The Circle?
I'm giving her the opportunity to watch whatever series, whatever show she wants, and I'm really catching up on my gaming. I can't wait to play PlayStation 4 every single day now. In fact, it's pretty bad. I'm getting into a bad habit.
I would think the gaming could be insane during this shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably making a killing right now.
PS4, Xbox, they're going to be big winners of this.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen anything, Mark, besides Tiger King?
I watched, and Brandon, I think you would like this because it's based on a graphic novel, but it might be a little, it might be too teenager, but it's called I'm Not Okay With This. So it's kind of a superpower, type X-Men-ish type show. It was okay. It was good. But Tiger King took up a lot of time. I started rewatching The Last Man on Earth, mainly for drops.
That sounds so good.
Well, watching
that show is so funny anyway.
Especially right now.
Exactly. And you watching it through this different lens, it's really funny because you think, yeah, I probably would do exactly what he's doing in this first episode.
Yeah, he's having fun.
And just breaking stuff and, you know, getting hammered because he's got nothing to do. No, but that's really, I mean, there's so many things out there right now, but I do feel like I spend a lot of time going through Netflix looking for something right now.
I know, I feel like I spend too much time looking, not enough time finding, although I did find the Little Peep documentary, and yeah. I was not a Little Peep fan, but actually, you know what, I don't hate his music, most rap music, I'm not a fan,
yeah,
but, you know, there is that stuff that is more musical, and I think the guy had something going on. Now, I mean, obviously he did. I mean, a lot of people liked him.
My buddy watched it on Saturday, Kevin, and he said that, yeah, he wishes he had that hour and a half back.
Oh.
So that's why I didn't really try to watch it, because I don't know. I don't know much about him either.
Well, I think, you know, I tend to appreciate car crashes and, you know, those things that are
we know.
Like Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And so I can't say, I mean, normally I would not want to see a documentary on a 21-year-old who overdosed, essentially in his prime, musically. Although I don't know that he was really in his prime. He had some songs though, that were very popular, not with probably people my age. But I was interested in his story, and it was a weird story. And you know, it's kind of sad because his mother's in it, his grandfather's in it, and you know, they wanted the best for him, but he just was off on this. You know, once these shooting stars take off.
Yeah, they're just disaster.
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of them are. And the problem now, in my opinion, I mean, it's kind of a broad statement, but we have so many shooting stars who are 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. And it's so much so young. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think of, you know, bands or acts that we liked and, you know, that you got to get there before 30. I mean, if you're 27 and you're still trying to make it in music, it's not going to be easy. But it happens.
Have you watched the Unabomber?
I haven't. I've been wanting to watch that, though.
Netflix.
Is it good?
No, I haven't watched yet because Netflix is trying to make me watch it. You know, when they keep
putting it up front.
Watch this idiot. Watch this idiot.
Well, somebody's watching it.
Well, I know. I was just looking at the trending things now. Love is Blind.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, that's amusing. If you like that kind of show, it's entertaining.
Says there's new episodes. How is that possible?
I think they had an... is there a new group?
I don't know. It just says new episodes.
Oh, there probably is a new group.
Unabomber, The Office.
Can you put on Love is Blind and I can tell you what it is?
It's not. I just looked at the episodes. I don't know why it says new episodes because they're not.
Does it have a script? Oh. Yeah, I didn't think there were new episodes.
Is there a post-show thing that they put together?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what it is, the reunion.
Yeah, and it was stupid.
No, I want to get back into The Hunters on Amazon Prime, The Nazi Hunters with Pacino.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people mentioned that when I tweeted out looking for stuff. A lot of people. And today, by the way, there's a story about Al Pacino's girlfriend, the one that dumped him. 40 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's saying, yeah, you know, with the age difference, it really creates a gulf.
What about the money difference?
Well, she didn't like that he was cheap.
Oh, really?
So he wasn't blowing his money on her or handing it to her. They didn't have a joint checking account, I don't think.
God.
And so she says, you know, with a 40-year age difference, he didn't want to have another kid and, you know. It's like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen? Really? Well, I mean, you're with a guy 39 years older than you. Okay, he's Al Pacino. If he wasn't Al Pacino, I guess she was going to fall in love with him?
Yeah, because she likes his charisma.
Yeah, let's see the next 79-year-old she falls in love with. Somebody, maybe Al Fellhauer.
That reminded me of what?
No, it's like her falling in love with Al Fellhauer, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess he's Pacino-esque.
Hey, Denny McClain single.
Denny McClain.
Yeah, this guy fell in love with a young girl. I can't believe this story has been resurrected, the Woody Allen story. Apparently he found a new publisher, huh?
Yeah, Woody Allen wrote a book, and it's about his relationship with Sun Yi, which, frankly, I cannot believe he would want to put this on paper. I mean, it shows you how out to lunch he is.
Yeah, he got away with it.
How unapologetic he is, and... The reason I hate people defending Woody Allen, you know, like Alec Baldwin just goes to the wall for him. Yeah. Any chance he gets, he gets really angry, too, at anybody who says otherwise. Mm-hmm. But we know for a fact that Woody Allen and Mia Farrow had children together. She had her own children, adopted children. I think she might have had a birth child, too, that was his stepchild, essentially. They weren't married, but they were together for 25 years. So... Sun Yi was one of her adopted kids. Mm-hmm. She was essentially raised by Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. When she was, I think he says 18, but her age is in dispute. She could be as young as 15 or 16 when he was taking nude pictures of her.
Why would he be taking nude pictures of her? It doesn't make any
sense. Because he lacks some kind of control, or he likes underage girls, or God knows what, but he was in his 60s. She was...
I wish I had a father.
He says, and this is his defense, is, oh, no, that was her 18-year-old adopted daughter when I had lived with her for 25 years. You know, so, I mean, if you put it that way, if you give him the benefit of the doubt and say she was 18, it's like, I don't care if she's 18. You're out of your fucking mind, you asshole. You're 62 or something.
But he often says that he never lived with her, that even though he was with... Mia Farrow, they had separate apartments that were across the street, so he never saw her, he never even stayed the night there once, so technically he was never a father figure.
First of all, I don't
know
if... Anytime
you have to make this many justifications, doesn't it just show how wrong something is?
They really never... He never crashed at her place. She never crashed at his place.
There's no way. There's no way that's believable.
Woody Allen. Oh, that guy is 85 pounds of pure sex.
Wait. They had children together.
Yeah.
They had... He fertilized her eggs with his semen.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Say it like
just
that.
Just point out, I mean, if you have kids together and you're a couple for 25 fucking years, that's a pretty strong connection, having children together. I even have to point this out?
Except you're forgetting that he's Woody Allen and he just does whatever he wants. And he's always done whatever he wants.
He does. And he, if you notice, the thing that was really creepy about this is if you look back at some of his movies, he tends to be starring in them at age 40, 42, and the girls are 18, 19.
Yeah, they're attractive.
Just old enough to be legal. They're very attractive. And my problem with his movies, honestly, when I was young and those movies came out, I was like, why would this girl be with him? He looks ridiculous.
He's funny.
He's skinny, frail, paranoid, and this girl's hot as hell. What the fuck? It didn't make any sense to me. And I realize he's funny, and he has some movies that I did like.
The excerpts of, that have come out, well, I guess they're not really excerpts, they're one line or two. The thing about Sun Yi being, what was it, that she couldn't keep her hands off him?
Yeah, they couldn't keep their hands off each other at the beginning, which is when she was...
disgusting.
I know, it is. And obviously, she was Mia Farrow's adopted daughter. Now, of course, that is completely broken, and they have no contact, which is weird, because you'd think Mia Farrow would forgive her, because Woody Allen is 62 years old, taking nude pictures of this girl, this teenager. Allen said he and Mia Farrow were basically apart by the time he began dating her adopted daughter. Really? So that's okay.
Nice justification.
You recall the day Farrow learned of the affair after discovering erotic photographs of her daughter at Allen's apartment. Of course, I understand her shock, her dismay, her rage, everything. It was a correct reaction. Sometimes when the going got rough and I was maligned everywhere, I was asked if I had known the outcome, do I ever wish I never took up with Sun Yi? I always answered that I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course you would, because you're Woody Allen.
You know, why don't you just tell Sun Yi that and not put it in a book?
Because he has so much support, like you were saying, from people like Alec Baldwin that, you know, he just probably, there's probably a lot of confirmation bias in Woody Allen's life where whatever he does is okay.
Well, these people,
if not the right thing.
It seems that people will always be in his movies. He could date a 4-year-old. And it seems like these people would be in his movies and they would justify it somehow.
A paycheck.
He even shows how much affection he has for Previn. Andre Previn? Oh, Sun Yi Previn. Dedicating the book to her with the words, "For Sun Yi, the best. I had her eating out of my hand and then I noticed my arm was missing."
Neat.
Yeah, good. I'm surprised someone published this, honestly.
I was trying to find who ended up publishing it, because the first publisher, there were so many protests by their employees, they actually dropped it.
They were
going to
publish it quietly, though. They quietly made a deal with him to have the book, and then just as it was about to get released, all of a sudden it was like, oh, this publisher, can you believe it? And they're like, no, we're not going to publish it.
Let's see. I'm looking at this other part about their marriage. After tying the knot in a secluded room, the couple left separately, meeting back at the hotel by different routes, which, once again, wouldn't that show maybe something is wrong with what you're doing?
Yeah, if you have to hide.
Yeah. When we entered our suite, the phone was ringing. It was page 6 from the Post. They heard we were in Venice and just got married. I looked under the bed before we consummated the marriage. Gross!
Oh, God.
We honeymooned 2 days later at the Ritz in Paris. And by then, the secret had become headline. Sun Yi and I were husband and wife. It had a little effect in the stock market. Although Xanax went up by 10 points.
Oh, God.
But he's so funny. He's so New York.
I suppose he's done, but you know, he's 90 years old, so it doesn't even matter.
Just go die. Just go get coronavirus and die. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So today was... It's just kind of a weird day. There was a lot of stuff going on, and I noticed it over the weekend about, you know, started with the op-ed in the New York Times that, you know, is the cure for coronavirus worse than the virus itself? Meaning, you know, this whole business of, oh my God, we have this perfectly, not perfectly, but we have a very healthy economy, and all of a sudden we just take it down to zero and have to rebuild the whole thing because...
You're not really rebuilding the whole thing. The economy will be fine once it bounces back.
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I mean, if you're running a small business and you know...
I just mean as a whole.
You can afford a business slowdown, but not a business shutdown. And you're going to lose employees because you can't pay them when you're not doing anything. I mean, it's very complicated. There's a lot of small business. I mean, this is a very tough thing.
Just going back to the beginning, I cannot believe they haven't passed a bill. I can't believe they didn't do it last week. Much less going into Tuesday now.
I can't believe that they would vote straight down party lines. Nope. And I'm embarrassed to say that I can't believe that, because I should believe that. But especially with 5 people in the Senate who would have gotten it passed, except that they're out for coronavirus. And the fact that they can't figure out a way to get them to vote on this important, extremely important bill.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely important. Probably more important than almost anything they voted on.
Oh, I think by far.
And they can't figure out a way to get their vote.
It's probably more important than TARP.
Yeah, it is. I would say so. So anyway, today there were a series of stories by people like Thomas Friedman. Nolan Finley wrote one locally about the cure being worse than the virus. And Thomas Friedman specifically was talking about a tiered proposal from Dr. Katz. I don't even know who Dr. Katz is, by the way.
Wasn't that a show on Comedy Central, Dr. Katz?
It was.
Yeah.
K-A-T-Z.
Very poor animation.
Yeah.
No, this is a real doctor, though.
Oh, okay.
I assume it is. And the idea was, you know, radical social distancing, like we're doing right now. Dramatic testing, which we're trying to do right now. It still doesn't feel like we're testing enough people to me.
No, these are all things we want to be doing.
And these things are, you know, and the testing, it seems to be ramping up. I don't know how much or how fast, but after I heard today's press conference with Gretchen Whitmer, I was like, 1,000 tested? That's not enough.
I don't get it.
Not in Michigan, it isn't. And there were other states where you could see, you know, that North Carolina, for example, has far less people who are positive than us, and they have double the tests. So they're only getting someone who has it every, you know, I don't know, every seventh or eighth test, whereas every third person we test has it because we can't hardly test anyone.
Well, that's anyway, the key is testing everybody so then you can isolate them and keep them away.
Right. You have so much information because of your social distancing and people essentially self-quarantining and starting over without the virus after 14 days or 20 days.
Because we don't have that test, everyone has to do it. Everyone has to self-quarantine. That's kind of where we're at right now because there's just not enough tests.
But the point of Dr. Katz's proposal was if results from all this testing – and from China and Korea is correct that we protect those most likely to die, the older people, even once we come out of this thing, and gradually we reimmerse younger people back into the economy.
Yeah.
Eventually full employment.
I think isn't that the plan?
I haven't heard it specifically mentioned as a plan, but Governor Cuomo endorsed the approach. And I can't help but believe that Trump will climb aboard because we know how much he cares about the stock market and the economy.
Well, so much so that wasn't he today already talking about
15 days?
Yeah.
15 days.
Come on. Doesn't that make sense? We're all self-quarantined. That slows the spread so our health system can handle it. We'll have more tests out there, and then we can slowly reopen things.
And
this is still going to be – I got to tell you, isn't this going to be a problem, though, until there is a vaccine?
You know, I don't know.
Which they say I don't know.
I mean,
away.
I think the question, though, is a good question. That if the cost or the cure is worse than the virus itself, then you know, should we be looking at alternate approaches to this? Something that doesn't completely just shut everything down to zero. And I, you know, I don't know if that's realistic. I'm not a scientist, but it seems to me these people could sit down and flesh out if or if not that is.
Well, the Lancet had that thing where if we didn't do anything, 2.2 million people die. If we social distance, it's 1.5. If we do extreme social distancing, it drops down to 1 million. It's at what point are those people? It's kind of like the Masley question.
Well,
is hurting the market worth 2.2 million people dying and being pulled out of the economy?
We have a lot of people who appreciate a lot of things in their lives.
Sure. I'm not disagreeing.
We do.
With that.
I mean, how dramatic a change to your lifestyle are you ready for? No, we always find out that
I thoroughly agree. Yeah.
We can handle this. We can get through anything. Anyone can.
What's,
but you know how hard is it going to be?
Don't you remember beginning of not last week, but the week before? Weren't we both saying shut everything down to the end of March?
I thought it was the right thing to do. And
but we drag our feet.
Yep.
And now we're in this predicament.
And the UK, it sounds like, is
today they shut everything down.
But they're way behind.
They went from herd mentality or herd immunity on Friday to shutting everything down today. That's quite, it's quite a leap.
So, anyway, the other issue today that was I thought was very interesting was that Governor Cuomo, who has really been a star in this thing, I don't
he's
think
been
he's
been
arguing, regardless of where you fall politically, he's just shown great leadership. His press conferences are carried every day. Mm-hmm. He's in the hottest zone for this. It seems that about half the cases are in New York. So, I mean, I think that state should be – nobody should enter or leave that state, period. Nobody. Just keep it all in there.
Can't do that, though.
Why?
Because it's America. Right?
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh?
Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Well, it's a hot zone. I mean, sure. Any way you cut it, it's an area that we just have to be very cautious about. So he announced today that New York will run a trial of this malaria drug and this combination of drugs that Trump mentioned at the press conference the other day, for which he was maligned. And I'm expecting that he will mention this along with shutting down China in every press conference, probably till the end of time.
Yeah.
Because, it's interesting that it just seemed like that was one of those things people wanted to pounce. I mean, there are certain people who want to pounce on him.
Which, who fucking cares right now? Let's just.
I don't know.
This massive problem at hand. Let's fix it. But that really, I told you, I don't know if that was off the air or on the air, but it really pissed me off because you have the two extremes where you have, Trump saying, this is what's going to work. Let's do it. And then you have Fauci that's like, no, we got to do, years of testing because we don't want people to die from it. And what's the right dosage?
Well, I mean, with the CDC. He's a different animal.
There's something in the middle. And it sounds like testing in New York seems to be the middle. And who isn't fine with that?
I don't know. It sounds like it's working for a lot of people. It's a real drug. It's not like the drug has to be tested. It's a real drug.
It's out for malaria.
You're
right. But it's the dosage and when you take it and how, the onset of it. The vaccine they've been testing in Seattle sounds like it's doing fairly well so far. So there is hope.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I'm sure we'll hear more about them as time goes on. But
there
it's
is
just,
a lot of hope. But you got to believe businesses are going to open when this 2 week or 3 week shutdown is over. You got to.
I can't believe we're going to do this for long.
No,
but we should do this well
to slow it down so we can get all the supplies that apparently we couldn't stockpile before. So can we learn the lesson now? Can we stockpile? And just start stockpiling masks, PPEs.
And
fucking ventilators.
Because I still don't understand.
We're going to have another one.
2 weeks. 2 weeks can go by with who go, we don't have any masks. And I'm looking at this little mask with this little string around it and something holding the string to the mask. And I'm going, people are still screaming for this. And now we also have states bidding against each other to try and take them away from someone else.
Yeah, well.
So we have this black market for these. I mean, the whole thing is so stupid.
Well, isn't that why the federal government should take over distribution?
There should be plenty of those masks, and when they ask about them every day, they should be able to say they'll be there at the latest on Wednesday. And then on Wednesday when they aren't there, they can go, why aren't they here? And they can tell us why they aren't there. But to just say, we have them, we have them, we have them, and, oh my God, there's so many masks, we don't know what to do with them. It's like, then why are people saying they don't have them?
I don't know.
Or is it just a few people don't have them because they haven't gotten them yet, and so they make all this noise, and it sounds like everyone doesn't have them. Well, it sounds like everyone doesn't have them, so I don't know what the fuck's
going on.
Sounds
like Google had plenty. Facebook. And by the way, going back to the 720,000 that they had, don't you think they kept 280,000?
I don't know why they ordered 720,000.
They ordered a million of them. There's a warehouse with 280,000 of them somewhere. And Bethany Frankel's got 50,000 of those masks.
What the fuck is she doing with those masks?
She says she's going to release on Instagram what happens. She said, look, every relationship, it's complicated. Which is saying, nah, I think you bought a bunch early on. And
if she won't tell us why she has those masks, I want her jailed with Weinstein, forced to shit in public. Just like Harvey.
And catch coronavirus from his man vagina.
But no test for her.
I always find it interesting, too, these companies that can ramp up and start making other things. They want the automotives to make respirators or whatever. And I was watching something, and they were talking about enlisting Hanes to make masks. And I'm like, well, they're halfway there, right? Just underwear? You just got to just change the strap a little bit so it fits on your face.
It just seems like something is missing in this effort. I don't know if it's...
Everyone was caught flat-footed, period.
But there's so much time has gone by. I just feel like, what about these super entrepreneurs, these Elon Musks and Jeff Bezos? It just seems like these are the guys who solve problems. And,
well, they are, but it takes time. It takes time to make stuff.
Well, to make a ventilator, I could see why it would take time to make ventilators.
Make
although someone made ventilators and they ended up getting sued because they weren't charging enough for them. Wasn't that the deal?
Well, they took the patent and printed it out on their 3D printer, which shows how quick they can be made.
It would have been nice for the company there to operate in in some sort of harmony with these people that were trying to help so we could just get the fucking ventilators. But, you know, everything is bullshit now. I was really hoping, and I still hope, although I don't hold out much hope, I realize that, you know, trolling and being an asshole and just telling people off and just having a voice to say whatever the fuck you want, you know, that's the thing, and it's just a way of life now. But, you know, you'd think that when the chips are down and we all need to kind of come together and have sort of common good, that maybe, because I see this all the time now. I see somebody posts, it could be on Twitter or Facebook or it could be any myriad of places, and someone says, I think Trump's doing a terrible job, and I can't fucking believe this, and blah, blah, blah. And then you just get these people, these rapid people. It's like they're, you know, and they just want to pounce on this poster who I don't even know why people post that stuff anymore, especially on Facebook. Because you,
the problem is everybody's at home now. Like everyone's at home with their computer open, their phone, and I don't know.
But it's just all this crazy animosity. And I just think, and no one ever respectfully disagrees. When someone does, I go, wow, that must be the nicest person in the world. Look at how respectfully they're disagreeing. It's so rare. First, it's like people don't know how to do it.
I opened Twitter this morning. The first two things trending, number one is Pelosi hates America.
I saw that.
Okay, great. But so I started reading some of those. These people are mad about the Mnuchin slush fund and Trump cronies getting all this money. And I'm just sitting there going, fine. It doesn't matter, though. We need to get money moving.
Did Trump actually say at one of his press conferences that he wanted Mar-a-Lago to get a bailout?
I don't think he closed it down.
But did he say he wanted a bailout? Because that is also another thing. Trump wants bailout for Mar-a-Lago.
I don't care. We need money in the economy moving around. Period.
Yeah, Mar-a-Lago is really a very low priority to me. In fact, I could fucking care less.
You know what? If he gets a bailout,
if he has to get a bailout for everyone else to get what they need,
$1,000,
then I don't fucking care. If that's the only way to do it, and we can rip him a new ass later.
He wins the lottery in that point. And then the second trending thing underneath that was hashtag poop challenge. Or no, was it poop challenge? I think it was poop challenge. Which is like, okay,
so
what is
stupid?
What is this going to be? Which I don't know why I've decided to go down both those exhausting trails of
I know, I do the same
hates
thing.
America and poop challenge. But apparently people are on the shitter calling their kid to bring them a roll of toilet paper. And when they hand it to them, they wipe their hand with chocolate, you know, like real sly. Like they, so the kid thinks they have poop on them. I'm like, that's really.
Kevin Beck can come up with that one?
No, I've seen that one pop up several times. So you make your little kid cry.
Yeah. Which, why is that good? I don't know.
Is anyone into the Kevin Bacon challenge? Is anyone besides Elton John done it?
The poop challenge is better than the Kevin Bacon challenge.
I swear.
Did you finish writing John Bon Jovi's song for him?
I did not.
John Bon Jovi wrote a verse. Or no, he wrote the hook, and he wants everybody else to write the song for him.
I just thought, this is such a waste of my time. He's in a studio. He's obviously practiced it multiple times. He probably has his own lyrics written. I bet the song's done long ago.
I got to tell you, that guy knows how to write a hook, though, because it was actually in my head, and I got very mad at myself for it being in my head.
It was okay, but is he really going to use lyrics that we write?
Yeah, and then he's going to keep all the money for himself.
Is he really going to read all the entries?
Yeah, what about copyright? What about publishing? Why don't he just take the first couple verses that come in? He's not going to go through them all.
In other words, he should re-record it with Prince Harry again.
Why didn't he just?
That's right.
Oh, God. Why didn't he just write his own lyrics and just put it out?
Is that song out yet? His royal song?
No, coronavirus.
I don't think so.
Wiped that off the map.
Mm-hmm.
And is Harry really singing on it?
Going through.
Yeah.
Trying times.
Uncharted territory. The great unknown.
Uncharted territory, great but unknown. A lot of cliches right off the top from Bon Jovi.
We're going to make it through. Now, I did what I do best, which was to sit down with my guitar and try to put something to words for you.
Just get over
maybe
yourself.
Maybe brighten up your day. Here's my idea. We write this one together. I'm going to give you the chorus.
Cool.
Shut up.
I'm going to give you the first verse.
We are not writing this together. Are you going to interact with people and help them flesh it out?
Tell me what you're going through.
Cut it out.
Tell me how you're feeling. Tell me if you're hurting. Talk about that high school graduation that's going to be canceled. Talk about
that's
that
stupid. I'm not in high school. What are you talking about?
Talk about that baby coming that there's nothing you can do.
That's
about
a stupid remark.
Talk about the paycheck that you're losing. Talk about.
It's going to be a mighty long verse.
Looking out your window and wondering what to make of all this.
You're stupid.
Just remember, we're going to get through it. So sing your song, you and me, together.
No, thanks.
And remember, when you can't do what you do what you can.
Don't you go dying on me.
Is that an old cliche, or is that a John Bon Jovi cliche? I feel like someone must have said it somewhere.
They're shutting down the borders, and they boarded up the school. Small towns are rolling up their sidewalks.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
I know you're feeling kind of nervous. We're all a little bit confused. Nothing's the same as saying again. We gotta make it through. When you can't do
a couple of these rhymes
do,
I don't even like.
You do what you can. This ain't my prayer, it's just a thought I'm wanting.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
Why doesn't he just do it with Prince Harry? Why doesn't Prince Harry write the middle verse? He's a relatable guy.
Because Megan's not going to allow him to do it.
All right, great song, John. Yeah, let's work on that together. That'd be great.
A waste of time.
Oh, boy. Why don't you get us out of here?
Oh, well, first thing I do this.
I get so, I don't know why. I'm so exhausted by these fucking coronavirus shows.
Oh, wow, because it's a lot of information on a really shitty topic.
Yeah, it is. And it's,
which no one knows the answers to any of the big questions.
It's a wearying topic.
I know. We didn't even get to, Mark Schlichel's trying to fire that music professor. Did you see that?
Oh, he's trying to fire him?
Yeah, he says the tenured music professor with the sexual harassment misconduct should be fired. But apparently, you can't fire him. It's crazy.
What? How is that? How stupid is that? This guy's sexually assaulting people. You can't fire him. Anyone can fire anyone. How can a professor have such a status that he can do anything?
Sounds like the board can, because he said, I've determined that Professor Daniels' conduct is inconsistent with the character of tenure at the University of Michigan and therefore constitutes cause for dismissals. I further recommend that he's not eligible for severance pay.
Well, let's see where that goes. That'll be interesting, because John Engler wanted to fire Stemple. That's MSU, right.
Yeah.
And he just gave up. They just kept telling him, no, you can't. And they gave him retirement. They gave him full retirement.
Great.
I know, how fucking stupid. And why doesn't someone fix it? It's just like this judge, who didn't show up for 3 months, says she's got a wound infection, and then she has to go through a certain interest and have a certain kind of wheelchair provided by the state, or else she's going to do this. Then she won't record the hearings in court, but you can't fire her. So she just gets paid. You should always be able to fire someone. That's absolutely ridiculous. I don't even believe it. We'll see you tomorrow.